Social Needle Podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Bob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Bob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, episode number 165. Robin Akiva, our pickup artist, where we are going to be talking about the VH1 series, The Pickup Artist, starring Mystery. And here he is, podcasting's ultimate wingman, Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur.
I mean, so I'm the ultimate wingman in all of podcasting.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I've been called worse.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that you are, I think, a good podcasting wingman, no?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we used to argue who was sort of the alpha of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'd argue about it, but it was a discussion back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like the mystery. You're like the main guy trying to pick up chicks, and I'm just trying to help you.
Well, I feel like you not fill that role on all of your podcasts where there's somebody else is driving and you're the wing person.
I never host.
Yeah.
Even 32 Fans, which was like sort of, you know, I sort of started it. I'm the second banana. Everyone's there for Chester. I'm just trying to add some comic relief, you know?
Yeah. You know, they're leading the conversation and you are there for like support.
Now on one of your other shows with our about to be introduced guest, would you say you're also the lead there? Is he your wingman?
No, we're equals. If anything, he carries me. Yeah.
Heck
yes. But I bet in real life, pretty solid wingman. Let's bring in a man who is also a mystery at times. Here is Chappelle.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Rob and Akiva, for having me here to talk about whatever this is that we're doing. But yeah, Akiva, I'd probably agree with Rob. We're both like the more dominant one in this. It's more like a switch relationship, if you will. You know, sometimes he's dominant, sometimes I'm dominant. Yeah, you never tell who who's in charge.
But I'm always the number two.
Yeah, I mean that's not bad. That's not bad. You know?
Should we put on the wheel? Akiva drives. Do you want to say famously, Akiva can't drive. But
I say we put that directly on the wheel.
Put that right on the wheel, like whatever.
Right on the wheel.
I'll tweet my driver's license right now.
No. But we need Akiva driving an episode of Renap. I'm totally fine with that. Where Akiva opens
this isn't the mailbag, and we're gonna have a jam packed mailbag today, I think. But Chappelle, so should the spot be Akiva drives, and then there's a second wheel spin where then Akiva?
Yeah, I think so.
And then it's like
any
okay,
episode. Yeah.
All right, and then after the second wheel spin is what the episode is.
Right, exactly. And it can't be something lame like Akiva drives one of these game shows and then like he's like, okay, Rob, but you have to host the game show. Like, if you get a game show, Akiva, you have to host it too.
Right now.
I'll trumpet it all.
I'm the Rob.
Yeah.
That's the earliest we've ever put something on the wheel.
Akiva drives. 1 minute going in. Right on the wheel. All right.
Hey, my impact.
First of two podcasts this weekend with Chappelle, we'll be talking about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Nothing But Netflix. Too spooky for Akiva, right?
I don't think that's...
Akiva, you good with the Texas Chainsaw? Like, it's not a ghost, you know what I'm saying? It's not a clown. So it's not like a mystical or mythical person or something like that. This is just a guy who's killing people. So I don't think that's too scary. Like, people kill people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a big horror movie guy.
Yeah.
I'm not like, they also it's not even that I'm afraid so much as like, they don't really interest me that much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very gory. You know, I wouldn't say it's scary, like, oh, I would lose sleep over this, like, oh, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy is going to come and get me. But yeah, definitely, like, it's hard to stare at the screen, you know, while these people are getting chopped up and dismembered. So, you know, I could see why you don't like it.
I would never seek this type of entertainment out.
Yeah, there are some people who do.
Yeah.
We are not those people.
Yeah. Maybe he's like, look at yourself in the mirror. We're like, what's going on there? All right. Chappelle, how's everything going for you?
I'm chilling, you know, work and podcasting. Yeah. I'm all over the place. Life got busy. I was chilling for a while, but I think I'm back in the, you know, in the crazy parts now.
Akiva, that a lot of people were talking on Twitter this afternoon about Chappelle, who seemingly has recently made some sort of a pledge to engage in the damp lifestyle.
Amp, he's Damp Life, I think, is for him. Mm-hmm. He is, it sounds like he's sort of, I don't know about sworn off alcohol, but he's criticizing others for drinking. I think he is a teetotaler. Is that how we say it at this point?
Look, cheers. I'm not criticizing
drinking.
Yeah, if you want to drink, that's fine. I that was a tweet aimed at nobody about absolutely nothing. Definitely not the night I had last night and the mm-hmm. hangover that I have currently. So don't worry about that tweet at all. Mm-hmm. Amp is life, whatever that means. But yeah,
Akiva, Chappelle is like, Mickey Mantle in his prime in that he could just like, mm-hmm. no matter what happens the night before, he shows mm-hmm. up the next day, like
it's two home runs,
doesn't miss a beat. Yeah.
No, you'd never know if you didn't, see him and be like, hey, he looks mm-hmm. like he had a good time last night.
It's incredible.
Do I look like I had a good time last night? I look like I'm struggling to keep it.
I can't, I could barely podcast sober. I don't know, Rob, how many years it's been since you've podcast.
Yeah, so I had a Bud Light Seltzer hard soda last night. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up this morning and said, thank God I didn't have two.
Oh, you think one was your max for not having a hangover?
That was it. If I would have had two, I don't think I would have been here today.
Can we get a review of the Bud Light Seltzer Hard?
I loved it. Can't wait to drink all of them. I have a variety pack.
What are the other flavors?
There's no Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Zero, unfortunately, Akiva.
That's sad. Yeah.
There's cola, mm-hmm. cherry cola, mm-hmm. Lemon lime. That's like a Sprite. Yep. And then mm-hmm. orange.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I was wondering, I was like, when I pour this, is it gonna be clear like a White Claw, or and just cola flavored, or is it going to be cola like flavored or mm-hmm. cola colored? And it mm-hmm. was cola colored. And then I said, I wonder if I was really crazy, could I put like make a Jack and Coke out of this?
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. I said, Oh my god. Oh my god.
But you didn't go that wild.
No. Like, imagine I made like a rum and coke out of this. Forget it.
That would be good. So, one a night. Yeah. That's your list. You're going for one a day.
I mean, look, maybe like one night when I get really crazy, I'll have two. But
maybe if I don't have any podcasts
the next day, maybe I'll have two.
But what are the odds that you have a day with no podcast?
I
mean,
but I got kids and a barking dog that are going to be up at 6 o'clock on the dot. Like, I can't be, getting that inebriated.
Can we talk about the dog for a second? We haven't discussed it on this podcast.
Sure.
What are you thinking? What's going on here?
Well, you are coming for me about what am I thinking? Getting a dog?
Yeah.
I like having a dog. That's been the big surprise that I forgot. I like having, having a dog is work, but you know what? Mm-hmm. A dog is easy because compared to many of the other people that live in this house.
Yeah.
The relationship with the dog is simple. I know what the dog wants. I can mm-hmm. give the dog what it needs to make it happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The dog likes me, gives me affection without just by showing up. I come down the stairs. You're here. It's you. I'm so happy to see you.
You don't get that from everyone else in your house?
No, I do not. And like the relationship is very good. Like if I do this, the dog is happy. Like the dog needs this, I know what to do. Give the dog. Much more complicated.
Well, my guess is that how long does the dog need to be walked every day? 30 minutes, 60 minutes, something like that.
I mean, no, you don't need to walk the dog for 60 minutes.
No, a half hour a day.
I mean, we try to play with the dog, get it some exercise, but you don't have to be out like walking for 60 minutes.
Anyway, right.
I keep feeling like walking the dog so the dog can use the restroom. It's not to the dog.
Yeah, take the dog outside to go to the bathroom and then like, we might like throw the toy around the house to get the dog like some exercise.
I feel like you're doing 100% of the dog.
Not true. Not true. Yeah, that, I mean, I'm podcasting all day. So when I come down, it's, mm-hmm. I like to spend time with the dog, but Nicole mm-hmm. is doing the majority of the work and it is wearing her down.
It is a puppy, right?
Yeah.
So you got a new dog?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I think kids are easier than dogs. That's my take. My 4-year-old, like I don't have to walk him ever. He can go to the bathroom himself. Mm-hmm. It's pretty self-sufficient.
But you would rather have another dog than another child, Akiva? Yeah.
No, I think opposite. I think I'd rather have it a kid than another kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a dog is like 1.5 kids.
I think that both things, a dog and a kid, are both very hard to have at first. But I think that the dog is a little bit more self-sufficient after, 5-6 months. 5-6 months of a baby, you know, you're still changing diapers.
That's true.
The dog, hopefully, it's hard when you first get the dog. But then, you know, hopefully you train the dog. And then the dog is mostly minds its own business after that.
Also, with the dog, there's almost, unless your dog becomes like Marnie the dog, like some celebrity.
Yeah.
There's almost no chance the dog is going to like support you when you're older. Whereas the kids, if you have enough of them, like ideally one of them hits it big and then, you know, like you could retire me. We weren't really thinking about that,
to get the dog to as a retirement option.
It wasn't. You could. I think you're good with social media. Like, I think there is a chance you could get your dog, you know, 20,000-30,000 followers. But I don't know if it's going to be paying the bills. Maybe you could get like free dog food if you're lucky, but like, I don't know if it's going to be paying the bills in your house. Like my goal for my kids, of course, is to like have them, one of them, you know, hit it. I don't know if it's going to be on TikTok or like in the actual workplace when they're older, but like ideally one of them hits it big or like maybe marry someone who like hits it really big, something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, and they're like, hey, remember me? I took care of you.
Maybe. Could happen.
And then, how many is on Noam? Noam's the one.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's Noam's an entrepreneur.
I've been hearing about this. Noam is a hustler already, so I'm like, I'd have to put my money on Noam taking care of you.
Yeah, that would be nice. Now he may have a lot of money, but you also have to still have the kid like you, Chappelle, where it's like they could, you know, just because they have the money doesn't mean you have it.
They could grow up and resent you. Yeah,
they could grow up and be like, hey, you know, my therapist says like that you actually messed me up, and that's like I'm successful, but you like made these mistakes, and sorry, like,
is that Quentin Tarantino that he won't give anything to his mom?
Something like that. Yeah, he won't give his mom. He gave her a Cadillac once or something, and that's you're cut off for like very stupid reasons.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what we brought Chappelle out to talk to us about, and that was Robin Akiva, our pickup artist. Now, this was an idea. I want to say that the origins came. I want to say it was during the first Twitter Spaces mailbag, the one that we had the problems with is when we first talked about this. And I feel like that also, Chappelle, you were a big proponent of that we should do this. Akiva was dragged his feet on this for a very long time. He said he needed to watch all of the episodes or at least talk to somebody who did. He was worried that this episode or this show was going to be very problematic to talk about.
Yeah, I think I'm more like I'm always an advocate for old reality TV shows. So if you say it was like an old reality TV show, I'm like, go ahead, do it 100%. If you want to talk about it with me, I probably have seen it before.
This is practically the RHAP rewind.
You know, I've been trying to bring it back. Trying to bring it back. Is this our first reunion since we started the Nothing But Netflix, or have we done something since then and I forgot about it?
Have we watched another old show?
No, the three of us.
I don't know.
Have you not been on since then?
Well, you were on with Sarah Ferguson when we talked about the SNCC shows are trash.
Oh yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, but it's just the three of us. We're back.
By the way, Chappelle, we were making dinner last night, and I tried to put on anything besides my kids are all in on the Henry Danger, Thundermans, Kid Danger universe, which has Frankie Grande as a prominent character. I said, please, anything but the Thundermans. And I put on a movie. I put on Good Burger last night.
Wow.
And did they like it?
Not really. I was enjoying it the most out of the three of us.
I think you have to like appreciate the canon to, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just jump into the movie. You have to know all the sketches.
We got up to, you know, Keenan working at Mondo Burger, and they were like, can we watch something else?
Listen, if you mess with Mondo Burger, you go in the grinder. You know, and so maybe that's just something your kids weren't prepared for. When they mature a little bit, they'll be able to understand the nuance and artistry that's involved in Good Burger. But Akiva's probably right. You got to know the origin story first. We got to start with all that and work our way up to Good Burger.
Yeah.
I bet your dog loved Good Burger.
The dog was not really paying too much attention. Although I was watching Euphoria, it seemed like the dog was paying attention on Euphoria.
Oh, it's one of those dogs. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this show. VH1 in the year 2007 came out with a show which was called The Pickup Artist, which stars a Canadian man known as Mystery, who was a master of what they call the pickup game.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And like, was the pickup game a big thing before Mystery came along, or is he like one of the inventors of it?
So I don't think he was one of the inventors.
No, I do think he was. I do think that one, according to like his backstory, that I think that he was like in different like Usenet groups and stuff posting about his pickup game. I had done some research about Mystery, and he became sort of like one of the most well-known figures in the burgeoning pickup community.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think he is like one of like the contemporaries of it, right? Like, so he's like a very like popular name that helped like pop off this whole like, oh, it's a business, you know, but I don't think he gets credit for the actual concept of if you act this certain way around women, you can basically I guess dictate, you know, how they're going to react to you through whatever social means you have. Right. Yep. And so like that became the pickup game. But I think he's like the face of it, where it's like it probably started like there's probably like books written about it. Right.
So,
yeah, where he kind of just bastardized it.
I think it's sort of like that. This was the kind of stuff that like people had like an older brother who was like 27, who still lived at home, but would like tell teenagers this stuff of like, hey, you want to know how to meet women, and they would have this stuff. But I do think that he was the person who gets a lot of the credit. Allegedly, he was posting on the internet, I think in the late 90s, under the username Markovic, and he ended up posting a lot of this stuff and ended up getting a lot of attention between this also. That he became friends with the writer Neil Strauss, who wrote the book The Game about their friendship. So I think that he is cited as somebody who is one of the founding fathers of pickup game.
I would never want that on my credits.
Yeah.
Like, this just seems so yucky. You know, it's like, bruh. Like, to a point, I feel like he is just teaching like people how to do natural social interactions that might be awkward. You know, like in the show we watched with Akiva's episodes we picked out or whatever, we find out that a lot of these people who are interested in this just have a hard time talking to people in general. And so then they go to talk to like pretty women and they're intimidated. And so they don't know what to do. And so like, yeah, I feel like kind of like a ghetto ass Toastmasters or something, you know, like in a way he's just trying to teach you how to do normal conversation, right? Like negging is supposed to be a thing that you are like, oh, I have like let down her guard because now she thinks that I think she's undesirable. So now she's more willing to talk to me, but I could get a laugh out of her. It's like, no, what you're really want to say is make her laugh, you know, make her laugh. That's a normal thing that you would do. But, you know, it kind of catches everybody's attention because it's so flashy. You know, it's like, oh, my normal way of talking isn't good enough, but he has these secret tips that will get somebody to address me like a human being. And I just feel like there's a middle ground where it's kind of like, or you can just talk to people like a human being and it'll happen, you know, but it worked out for him. You know, I'm sure he made a bunch of money off of this, off both these shows and books and appearances and all kinds of stuff, but still kind of weird.
And Buy My System and a lot of that from Mystery and other people in the pickup artist community. Akiva, according to Wikipedia, Mystery describes himself as a late bloomer and acknowledges he spent early life doing something that you would never do, Akiva.
Eating olives.
Are you very anti-olive?
Yeah, it's my least favorite food. Because
You're famously pro-pickle. And
They're not the same. I feel like olives are different.
Chappelle, would you say they're pickles and olives are adjacent?
They probably like are not too far away from each other, but they're not the same. Like, you know,
the same.
Like Akiva can be a really big fan of pickles and also hate olives. I just don't understand why you would hate olives. They almost have like no issue, you know. And like, so if we say pickle, your mouth waters, but if like we say olives, it just like dry up.
Nothing. Like, my mouth watered every time you said pickles and olive. I hate them, but I'm not like, they don't like make sick.
Wow, is this the first that we've heard this?
I think I've mentioned the olive hate before. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I knew this. I just don't know if I knew it. Olive was your least favorite food of all time. I mean, like, you keep kosher, so there's a ton of stuff you just can't eat.
I don't think I hate lobster. Maybe it would be my favorite food, you know? I just never tried it.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Fair. I don't think it would be my favorite food, honestly.
So, Mystery, Akiva, spent his early life playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Does he know about the post-show recaps?
Well, wouldn't that be wild if they found out that he was actually there participating in the campaigns?
So is that what they're really doing in post-show recaps? They're just like, they're like trying to pick up ladies?
No, definitely not. Come on, okay, let's be serious here. That we're talking about that he used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
He used to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Not that people who play Dungeons and Dragons are doing pickup game.
Got it.
You knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So he said that he desired to be in love and loved women, and he started going clubbing every night. And then so he was testing all of his theories and then posting them on a Usenet alt.seduction.fast. That's what people used to do really before
early internet.
Yeah, early internet days. Yes. And so that he ended up becoming this figure who was very well known, got this VH1 show, The Pickup Artist, and really was probably the most prominent face in the pickup community at the time of the airing of the show, 2007. And Chappelle, you watched both seasons of VH1's The Pickup Artist in the real time, correct?
I believe so. I vaguely remember details of the show randomly, but I don't have like a through line of like who were the good, the big moments, who were the winners or whatever. But I definitely watched this show. There are very few reality shows that I just ignored. If it was on, I like to see kind of what other people are thinking, you know. And this was an interesting watch. But looking back, I don't know how I made it through it, honestly, because it's a mess.
But 2007, 2008, VH1, this is the heyday of Chappelle watching reality TV, right?
100%. This is my bag. Like, I think this is where, like, I was getting out of school, probably like doing like band practice or something, like, I don't know, something weird. Mm-hmm. And then like I would go home like and then just like be glued to the TV for every VH1 show. Like, you name it, I was watching it. And this was one of, like I said, this wasn't one of the ones that just hit strong. Like, it was just like on. And I think because I've always kind of looked at this like, I don't like the premise. I still watched it because who would I be not to? But yeah, this is my heyday.
Okay. So Akiva, could you describe what the TV show, The Pickup Artist, is like?
Yeah, I'd say the premise is relatively simple once you understand.
Can I just also add that almost impossible to watch this. Season one appears to be unavailable. Season two, you have to buy individual episodes on Amazon Prime. We watched episodes one and two of season two. And Akiva, we must be on some sort of a watch list now. I can't imagine, like, there must be some sort of like alert that went off at the Amazon headquarters of like, hey, somebody just bought The Pickup Artist. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody
bought. I'd like to see what is Amazon now recommending to me after spending
$4. The first time ever, somebody just bought an episode of The Pickup Artist. Do we own it or we rented it?
I believe we just rented it.
I think we own it.
You think we own it?
Yeah, it said buy it for like $1.95 or something like that. So we are now owners of the first two episodes. So like, I feel like if we bought the first two episodes, should we just go ahead and buy the whole season? Like, what kind of person? Like, is this our NFT? The fact that we have two episodes of
just two. I thought it was going too deep into the rabbit hole for us to watch a whole season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad. I'm just saying for like the sake of completion. It's like we bought the first two DVDs and didn't.
Are you trying to tell us, Chappelle, that you watched the last six episodes also?
Maybe.
This might be a good indirect opener if we're ever on the club scene to say like, hey, if I buy a show on Amazon, is that an NFT?
You think that's a good opener?
Yeah.
No, because no one knows what those are. You know, like is this an NFT?
Oh.
Sure.
Oh.
Every time I log into Twitter,
I don't think women want to hear about NFTs.
Yeah, well, it might be good to, and this is my idea for a show, that I think that they should remake the Pickup Artist today, but it's for women picking up guys, and I think that this is like a great opening line. Pick up these crypto bros, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, it's like, oh, could you teach me about NFTs? Can you mansplain something to me real quick? And they're like, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, who can walk in here and bait all these men into like, you know, talking down to you for a little bit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that would work very quickly. Like, that would be your first lesson, and the women would knock it out of the park. It would be so easy. Yeah. I think anybody should be signed up for that, though, because if someone could just explain it to me like I'm three, but then also like explain it to me like I'm two. You know, like it just doesn't make any sense. I don't think it's supposed to make sense. I think it's a meme, honestly.
Okay, Akiva, the show. Could you explain the format, the premise?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. So Mystery is the host and the teacher. And basically there are, I think this season nine, I believe season one, there were eight, nine, we call them nerds, like nine gentlemen.
I think they're more losers than nerds.
Okay, fine. Losers. There are nine losers. cool aspirant, who will try to, who Mystery is going to try and teach the ways of, you know, the pickup game. And then they will have a couple challenges. And then at the end of each episode, similar to The Bachelor, he will send one of them home by not giving them a rose or something.
Chappelle, of the many historical reality shows that you've seen, which format do you think that this is closest to? Is it Top Model?
It's like Top Model, yeah, where it's kind of like we are training you to do something, but also if you're not picking up fast enough, you don't get to play. And it just seems kind of counterintuitive, because if the goal is to take these like nothings and mold them into pickup artists, you would think if the guy is wearing a big ass rope chain, you know, you wouldn't eliminate him first. You would say, you need more time with me. Like, let's eliminate the people who don't need me so that I can actually show you the growth here. So I think it's, Top Model.
That's such a good point, because I feel like that America's Next Top Model, it's like, hey, all right, we have brought in 12 amazing, beautiful young models who we're going to pick the best of these. It's almost like, here, we found these nine losers and we're going to see which one of these is is the least of the loser of the people we picked out.
Yeah, which is dumb, because it's like, if your goal is to show me what a great pickup artist you are and how these things that you have work, like, are foolproof and that can help anybody, like any man go and pick up any women, like, you are eliminating the actual like test subjects that we want to see about. I want to know how rope chains ends up going to pick up women, or, you know, like the guy who curses a lot. How did you get him to do it? Or are you just saying, like, no, if you're too difficult, I got to get rid of you because you're throwing off my data. And so that's why I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's not proving that this works. You're going to find the most charismatic of all of them and say, look at my techniques working. It's like, no, you just loosened them up. So, yeah, don't love it.
Akiva, if they bring back the pickup artist, what do you think?
Yeah, which I'm sure is in talk.
Maybe at VH1, they're thinking, because, you know, basically every IP is going to get rebooted.
Better going on?
I don't know what they have going on.
What do they have now?
Too much. What's going on VH1? They have Love and Hip Hop. That's VH1.
Yeah, that's Love and Hip Hop has been carrying VH1 for years.
And Drag Race. They have Drag Race now.
Do they have it now, or is it like exclusively streaming?
When I Google VH1, it says VH1 : reality TV shows, RuPaul's Drag Race, Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, they're those are the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the two that are carrying the network currently. Like, if it's Drag Race has a billion seasons and they run all the time.
Yeah,
but like that is what's happening over at VH1, which is still a bunch of reality TV shows like the Black Ink Crew and other stuff like that. But like, yeah, they've gotten far away from music. I think we talked about that on last episode. Mm-hmm. Nothing but Netflix. We're not doing music videos anymore. This is right up their alley. I could see this if they did do a remake. VH1 would take it.
Okay, so if they bring it back, Akiva, what do you think of the tagline, the pickup artist, we're taking you from simp to pimp?
Is that what people are trying to be, pimps?
Like a literal pimp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simp to pimp. I mean, I feel like pimp was bigger when this show started.
But simp in
2007
wasn't.
Was like, simp wasn't around.
They called it different. Yeah.
There was a great tweet this week. Richard Jefferson, famously Corinne Kaplan from Survivor's Best Friend, was arguing with Gilbert Arenas, two old NBA players who went to college together. And Gilbert Arenas was complaining like why he got drafted so late. When he was a superstar in college. And Richard Jefferson said, I remember when we were at like the summit for like NBA rookie players, you got up on stage and everyone was like, hey, what do you want to be? Like, I want to be the best player in NBA history. I want to start a charitable foundation. You got up in front of like all the league executives and said you wanted to be a pimp. So that's probably why you got drafted in the second round.
That was one Gilbert tweet. Arenas. That was a very long anecdote.
It was a tweet.
It was a thread. Richard Jefferson said it had like the thread emoji and then said a story.
One of 21.
Gilbert Arenas. A quick story about Gilbert Arenas. One of seven. Yes,
it was a tweet of a TikTok of Richard Jefferson first watching Gilbert, Agent Zero from back in the day, criticizing him and then explaining the story about how he remembers Gilbert Arenas saying in front of all the league executives he wanted to be a pimp. And then he said the night before the NCAA championship game, I won't say what you were doing, but you know what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves off a mystery, much like not this. Mystery, yeah. Our guy, but
yeah,
a mystery.
Okay. Could we describe for people who, of course, because nobody watched this episode to hear us talk about it, because it would be impossible.
If you paid $2 per episode to watch this.
Yeah.
And you don't even know we were watching beforehand, but if you don't do it after, don't do it now. But we did watch season two, the first two episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to go spend money on this, just go to my Twitter and where it says tip, just drop that money right into my account.
Spend the $4 to Chappelle. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll burn it.
I will buy the rest of the season if you just send me the money.
So could we describe the physical appearance of Mystery? Because I think that it is very important to, as his name indicates, his mystique.
See, this is tough for me because I haven't quite figured out what the mystique is.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever manipulation tactics he's doing is working because the man looks like Ed Hardy threw up over like all over him. And and he thinks that these accessories that he has are like very alluring. Now, I'm not a woman and he's not trying to attract me. So maybe I just don't get it. But like at the same time, like he's got accessories that he said, these are accessories for nothing. They're just sexual, like attention grabbers. And like, really? The boa in that cowboy hat that you're wearing, Bret Michaels?
Now, it is 2007, Chappelle.
Right.
But I was on VH1.
Yes, but I was in 2007. I was there. I existed. And I still don't understand. Like, when this man walks in the room, he's like, yeah, I'm going to show y'all how it's done. Let me take off some of my crutches. Grabs his cowboy hat and throws it onto the floor. Like, oh yeah, that's going to be the thing that makes or break you. And so, yeah, he was giving big Bret Michaels vibes, but I guess that's what people were going for back then. I was a wee lad, so I don't really know.
Yeah. Mystery feels like that if you want to go out and meet women, you need a lot of accessories because these accessories that little like much like Carrot Top, you need to have a lot of props at your disposal to be able to use. And also that they also will attract the women so that they will be able to come up to you and talk about the things that you have. Akiva, would you say that a new baseball hat every day counts as an accessory?
Oh, so it's like, hey, what's that hat today?
Yes. Is yeah, that,
I mean, that's
is
not that really why my plan.
You brought a new baseball hat every day to go to work?
I think it's more so it's not like, oh, he's wearing the same outfit every day. Cause like I'm always wearing jeans. So it's like, if I'm just wearing jeans and the hat, it's like, does this guy ever change? So I think it's a little bit of that. And I get bored of them, but also, I don't get what he's doing. I honestly like lose respect for all heterosexual women if it's true that Mystery was actually picking people up, because you say a cowboy hat, but it's like a very deep, like bigger than a regular cowboy hat.
What he wears? Giant hat. Yeah.
Giant hat. Yeah. I'm looking on his Instagram now. His hats have somehow gotten bigger as he's gotten older.
Sure.
I mean, he's like 50 years old now.
Yeah. He's all hat, no cattle.
That's right. And he's still doing the same thing, like running workshops and he only has less than 2,000 Twitter followers, but he has a little bit of a following on Instagram. Oh,
he's not good at picking up the Twitter followers.
Yeah, that's true. Someone should run a pickup class for him. I don't get it. I don't get anything about this. I don't understand how he ever attracted one woman. I it doesn't make any sense to me.
He's just a master of close up magic. That's all he is. Like, he's just catching these women off guard and distracting them with like fuzzy boas and hats and stuff like that just to get their attention. And it's like, if you need all of this to get these people's attention, then maybe you're not that great. Because Keith was right. Like, there's at no point in the episode did I think, like, you know, these women really have their finger on the pulse of what's going on here. I was like, these poor women, like, I get them out of there. They're being distracted by the shiny lights. There's no way they're into this dude. But he's like kissing all these women in the club. What part of the game is that? Stop kissing on these folks in the mouth. You know, damn.
That was pre-corona, Chappelle.
How do we know that didn't pop it off? That could have been the seeds. You know,
is kissing still out? Is that what we're saying?
Kissing Random Strangers in the Club is still out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's still out. Okay. Mm.
Although, yeah. Chappelle, would you say that a mask constitutes as an accessory?
Oh, like currently, like if yeah. I was wearing a mask. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because people started to wear the cool mask. What about a face
shield? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, a face shield is going to get people to go in the other direction. I don't know what it is about the face shield. See, there's the thing. Face shield is probably like the safest route, right? You got the face shield on, you got your N95 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you wear that, I am 100% never going to speak to you. Just because it feels so off-putting, right? Like, I've been at gas stations with these types of things that well before the pandemic, and every time I was like, let me get the hell out of here. And so it's one of those things where it's like, if there's a big like glass partition between right. the two of us, I'm going to go the other direction. But yeah, people have cool masks that'll make you want to talk to them. I personally wear my mask, you know, for safety, but also so people don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. But I do have like this one NCAA Final Four mask that I stole from Indianapolis that I wear sometimes that gets a lot of attention.
Yeah, I don't have any cool masks. Akiva, what if I got like a Sharpie and wrote like interesting phrases on my mask?
What would a phrase be that you would write?
Maybe
let Nicole write it.
Yeah, or maybe like a interesting question that I want people to come talk to me like.
A starter question.
Do you
question.
Think Mick Jagger is hot, for instance?
Yeah, is Mick Jagger? What about are apples similar to are pickles similar to olives? Is that a good starter?
Yeah. And then maybe people would want to come up and start the conversation. Now, again, kind of defeats the purpose of the mask. You don't want to try to maintain distance for people like of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can add like a caveat, please. Not too close.
Don't talk to me about it.
Yeah.
Here's my Instagram name. Like DM me your answer.
Yeah. Or here's my the ultimate Twitter game. Here's at Twitter handle. And then mm-hmm. follow me and let's talk.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Follow me. 100% let's talk.
I have a hoodie that definitely has my Twitter handle on it from when I was in college. I don't wear it anymore because I'm embarrassed of who I was in when I was in college, but the hoodie definitely has at Chappelle's Show on the back.
Did it get you any followers? Did anybody ever say, hey, I saw you like at school?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like it's one of those things where like people knew my last name and my Twitter name are the same. So it's kind of like at some point people just started calling me Chappelle's Show because that's what mm-hmm. they thought my name
did they
was.
Say the asterisk? Did they say the underscore in there? Or?
At Chappelle's Show? Probably once or twice, yeah. But again, I'm mm-hmm. very embarrassed of that human. And so that hoodie is amazing looking, but that really made me stop wearing it. It's just in the closet, like collecting dust. I will burn it.
So I don't know if we need to get too much into the details of the episodes we watched. I would much prefer to talk about the mystery method that he teaches mm-hmm. to the people that are on the show. But are there any highlights from the show that you think might be interesting to tell people about, especially people that have not seen the show?
Keith?
Well, yeah, I mean, the guys are like such the guy. It's interesting who they picked. So the guys are all like in their 20s. They're all sort of like people who you believe have never had a girlfriend before. Like their statuses are I'll read some of them like. Hasn't had a date in 5 years. Mm-hmm. His only girlfriend broke up with him and broke his heart. Once kissed a girl. And but he's like the one guy who kissed a girl. The only girlfriend he's ever had cheated on him. The guy who gets voted at first, spoiler alert, is a virgin who lives with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
Flew across the country. His girlfriend dumped him upon arrival. Cried when his girlfriend dumped him. And then a virgin who hasn't had a girlfriend. Those are our mm-hmm. 9 gentlemen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
interesting. It's interesting because like you said, it's a very specific type of person that they're getting here. But I like to point out that they're very young, you know, like a 21-year-old talking about like, oh, I've only had one girlfriend or something like that. You're 21.
These guys are in their mid 20s.
Yeah, but I mean, that's still relatively young, you know, like especially for this particular subset of people, mm-hmm. like for them, they probably like Mystery wants to call himself a late bloomer. Like some of these people like, yeah, you're 25, but like, yeah, you haven't found a girlfriend yet, but that's not the end of the world. You're 25. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe if you stop shooting so high, you know, like go find women that are interested in the same things you're interested in. Mystery's throwing him into the deep end in these nightclubs that they would never step foot in him before and right. saying, like, go pick up these women. They don't know what to talk to them about. Like, go make friends at the Dungeons and Dragons convention that you want to go to. You know, like there are women there, I promise. And they won't.
You don't have to go down the route that Mystery went down.
No, it's not for you. It's not for you. If you know this wasn't for you, why are you trying to go in there? Because that's the thing. They don't have an issue picking up women. They have an issue picking up women that don't like them. Like, go find a woman that would like you. These women just aren't interested in you. Y'all don't have anything in common. You don't even like the nightclubs that they're in. Stop it. Leave these people alone. You know, go to the library, meet a nice girl who's reading a book. You know, do that.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
In the two episodes of the show that we watched, the people participate in a few different tasks, which include go into a nightclub. I don't know if they go into a nightclub every single episode and try to talk to women while Mystery and his wings, the important characters on the show, Matador, which is another guy. And then for some reason, there's a woman that is assisting Mystery mm-hmm. in helping these people. I don't really know how she got involved in this operation. Tara is her name, right?
Yeah, she was in season one. I don't know. I think the goal here is that, like, if we bring in Tara, she can give the woman's perspective to this. A lot of times what they want to do, too, is kind of put her on the spot and be like, look at all of my teachings not working for this individual because women are the problem. Like, mm-hmm. so they might be like, if somebody gets shot down, they come and they use the opener that they practiced and they use all the little techniques and the woman has no interest in them. They're like, see, Tara, this is exactly how it is sometimes. She's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that's why they use Tara. Also, it helps the men loosen up around a pretty woman, I guess. I think that's what they're going for. Mm-hmm. But the Matador is the stupidest name I've ever heard in my life. And I've watched shows with the Matsu Flex on it, you know? Like, that is such a dumb name. It's such a dumb name. I'm sorry if your birth name is Matador right now and you're listening to this, I apologize. But if you chose this name, mm-hmm. this is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's dumb.
Matador is a good wingman.
What do you think the name Matador, though?
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb. And he gets paid to go and be the wingman, but it's like he gets paid to set up Mystery for his tactics to work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's not
Pippen to Mystery's Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah, which I mean, he's fine for, like, you know, like he did what Mystery wanted him to do, but, like, at the same time, again, this is more of y'all flexing y'all's system than actually trying to help these people, you know, meet people and talk to them. Like, mm-hmm. they just go in there and do this like it's a numbers game, you know, like you just shoot at this set and this set and this set and you yeah. see what happens. And you like, it, I don't know, it's annoying yeah. to see people act like this and to exploit these young gentlemen on their journeys to finding love or at least social yeah. interaction.
Chappelle, if the Tinder swindler taught us anything, that you need a solid wingman if you're going to deceive women.
Yeah, or if your enemies are after you. Yes. How are you going to pull this off if you don't have a solid wingman?
That would be a good opener to tell a woman, like, hey, I've only got a couple of seconds. My enemies could get me at any second. Like, oh, my God.
Right, but I have to know before I go, do you think this guy is hot? You know, yeah. like,
I'm a billionaire, yeah. but my enemies hacked my credit card. Can you buy this round of drinks?
yeah, you can't come out the gate like that. The Tinder mm-hmm. swindler has taught us like that you at least have to demonstrate that
first.
You don't.
Yeah.
You got the money first, you love bomb, and then you start begging for money. Mystery honestly could have begged these men for money and they would have given them a ton of money. I think the pickup artist game has made like millions of dollars from people yeah. just being
that's
like
the long 21 con. Years old. It's not really about scamming women. It's about scamming guys, right?
It is. You were getting a 21-year-old to pay you to like teach them how to pick up women. Yeah. He's 21. You just graduated from high school or maybe college. You know, you've been like a couple years as an adult. You have plenty of time to find a spouse or to meet women and stuff like that. And this guy's like, no, give me $700 and I can give you a class where you will then at that point be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, here's my boa. Mm-hmm. Like, if you give me a boa and you're trying to teach me how to pick up women, give me my money back. Like, give it back to me. I will. If you want me to take that boa, I would like to, my $700 back, because this is a setup.
Akiva, in the second episode of that we watched, Mystery sends the gentleman to a place that they just, it says on the door, it says like a Italian club, and they think like, oh, okay, this must be a strip club. But it was actually an old age home where they're playing bingo, and they felt like that going and talking with the older women there, then that was going to be a great step, because look, women are women. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And so if you have the nerve to talk to these women playing bingo, you can go and talk to women at the club.
Yeah, I never thought about it. I mean, I like, you know, I like the idea of getting the older clientele involved here and like trying to
see
what they do. And maybe it's like, I think a lot of it's nerves, right? If you're trying to speak to anybody who you're like possibly romantically interested in, a lot of it for someone like these fellas who are trying to be taught by Mystery is like just being nervous, right? Like, there's nothing that they can or can't do. Technically, it's that they're nervous. They don't know what to do. So maybe they'll be less nervous being to somebody who isn't really in their possible potential age range. I don't know. So I actually get the logic of trying this.
The guy who won, his name is Matt, and he says that he does so well because he goes and visits his booby at the nursing home.
I think it's Bubby.
Bubby.
For the purposes of...
sorry.
But yeah.
Yes.
Bubby. Akiva's like, I'm familiar with Bubby.
Yes. Yes. Because it's Bubby. And that helps. Yeah. That helps you. Now, do you think that is this a good idea? Should more people who are trying to, you know, improve their skill talking to people out at bars go to the nursing home?
I'd never heard of this theory, but listen, whatever, if you're too nervous around, you know, women your age and like, hey, let's low stakes conversation with a 92-year-old grandmother.
Chappelle, I think I would be very good at that. Even as a younger man, I think that I had this ability.
I think most young people do, though. Like, the older people are, the easier they are to talk to, because they just have nothing else to do but talk. Like, they're at bingo. So, first of all, if you walked up to my grandma at bingo, she is not going to talk to you at all. She might slap you, because she's a very serious bingo player. She takes it very seriously. Yeah, but like... there's no stakes in this. So I guess this is to get them to loosen up. But my thing is, like, These guys, if you had asked them a week ago before the show started, can you talk to old people? They would say, every last one of them would have said yes. Like, every last one of them would have been like, no, I'm fine with that. The goal here is to get them to talk to people that they're interested in romantically or that they around their actual age range. Because there's nothing here. Now, if these guys were trying to shoot their shot at one of these older women, that would be a completely different story, right? Like, then they would clam up, but they know they're just in here having a conversation at bingo. So it doesn't really hit the mark for me.
So I thought it might be fun to talk through some of the main staples of the Mystery method and the approach, and talk through whether or not they are valid. And Akiva, maybe we should be using them on the podcast.
All right. Well, we'll see which ones are sort of applicable to podcasting.
Because, you know, somebody might just be like, oh, let me check out this podcast for the first time. We need to pick these people up as listeners.
That's a good point. Episode 165 is a good time to pick up new listeners. Like, I think but we have to keep everyone we've got, and we got to add new people. So let's see if we could figure out some ways to sucker them in within the first few minutes of every episode.
Okay. One of the things that Mystery works on with his pupils is an FTC, not the Federal Trade Commission. We need Final Tribal Council. We need to come up with a false time constraint. Because if we go up to a listener and start a story with, you know, we've only got a minute left. I got to let me tell you this, or we got to go. We got to go soon. They're going to lean in.
Isn't that Akiva's like whole personality at this point? Like, he gets on the Instagram live. It's like, okay, I got three seconds to do this. Like,
yeah, Akiva, are you FTCing us?
That's what I was doing. I was.
And it worked. Yeah. I begged for Akiva's attention on that Instagram Live. I was like, Akiva, you cannot leave. You cannot leave. He's like, I gotta go to work. I'm like, no, you cannot. Everybody wants you here.
Yeah.
And the more he said he wanted to go to work, I was like, no, stay. To the point where he left, and I was like, oh, damn, he left. You know, so maybe there's something to it.
I'll say this. The problem is, like, we should do that. Like, hey, like, everyone, like, there's a quick one today. And we do that a lot. And then people look at the time code for the episode. It's like 3 hours, 7 minutes. They know we're lying.
They know we're lying. We do the shows live.
Yeah, if we could do it, if we could get people in live, maybe on YouTube or something, that would be good. Or we could be like, hey, like, we got a lot of things planned for, like, maybe like the first part of the show, like, hey, this is going to go quick.
Okay.
Got a lot to get to.
But Chappelle, you're right. Akiva does do this a lot.
Yeah, I think he did this on 32 Fans recently, where he's like, I got to go to work.
I got
to
go.
Makes Chester mad. Because I want the episodes on 32 Fans to be 32 minutes, because that's the name. And also, like, a lot of times we record two in a row or something. And that's, you know, it's a lot. If
this
you're doing
is
going to
be a short mailbag. Yeah.
Short mailbag. So, and then he gets mad. And yeah, so I do try and do that. I got a heart out in, you know, in an hour and 4 minutes, something like that. Never works. Yeah.
So. Okay.
It really bothers me, though. It does, because I'm always like, I like 32 Fans. And I'm like, oh, well, y'all are actually just getting into the stuff that I want you to talk about. And you're like, I got to go.
But then they leave you wanting more, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Always leave them wanting more.
So, ring the bell, Rob. That's our first one. I think we got the perfect person. Okay. Akiva is a master of the FTC.
Well, I'm starting to think, Chappelle, that I think Akiva might be doing a lot of this stuff, that I think that maybe the reason why Akiva didn't want to do this podcast is that secretly he might be a disciple of mystery.
Oh, Akiva, did you read The Game?
I had never heard of The Game. I didn't know mystery really before this, but maybe accidentally I've been doing all this. I don't know. Not picking up women, but you know, maybe in other aspects of life.
So, I mean, you have been married since you were 3 years old. So, yes, I mean, this worked.
I wonder if you picked up Mara very quickly.
Hey, Mara, like, I have like 5 minutes, but then we got to decide right now if we're getting married, you know, the next 20 years, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, cool.
Okay. Then Mystery says you need to have a can opener, not a can opener, specifically an indirect opener. And I can't tell you how many times I open up the podcast and Akiva goes right into a question that's like a completely off topic.
What? When does that happen? Every week it's like, hey, this is episode 154, you know, 0.3C of RNAP. I'm Rob Cesternino. With me, as always, is a guy who's got 4.5 podcasts, Akiva Wienerker. Akiva, how you doing? And I never know how to answer that.
Indirect opener. Right.
But it's never been planned once in 100, however many episodes. I've never planned that. It's just whatever comes to my mind first. It's like in my mind, I'm like, say something quick. And then I try and say something.
Yeah.
It is your move. Yeah. Rob says, how are you? And you go, Rob, have you seen the recent thing on TV that does such a, you're like, oh yeah. And then we banter about it.
Have
for
you ever wondered if Mick Jagger is attractive? I mean, he's 70 and people who are seven say he's attractive. Don't you think that's weird?
That's weird.
Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah. That's the Akiva move.
Yeah.
Akiva's great, like, great conversation. I think that's one of his skills, and I think it's being displayed here that he has secretly, you know, joined the mystery hive and has been the mystery machine, and have been utilizing the skills that you learned from your your teachings from your you know, the great mystery himself.
Yes, he's like a rabbi to me.
Is he Jewish?
I hope not.
Well, he is Canadian, and Akiva is a quarter Canadian. His religious background. Yeah,
I don't think. You know that thing where it's like, is he like one of your people? And it's like, when it's mystery, like, no, you're always rooting against it. You read something bad, like, no, don't be one of us. Don't be one of us. I don't think he is, though.
Okay.
I think you were pro Bugs Bunny being Jewish and anti mystery being Jewish.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny would be a big addition. I think we'd love that. I mean, not now as much, but like 100 years ago, that would have been huge.
Is this another indirect opener? Hey, so do you think Bugs Bunny is Jewish?
It's pretty good. Honestly, that's not bad. I would try that.
Yeah. Okay, hi, my name's Akiva.
You could probably, like, I mean, like, I feel like it would work in the club, and then like you know, you could also weed out someone and be like, well, I hope not. They're like, all right, what the fuck is that person for?
That's all, folks.
You think Lister is Jewish? I hope not. Oh, God. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Another thing that Mystery says you need to do is that you need to neg people. And by negging, you need to give some sort of like a backhanded compliment or insult people in sort of like an offhanded way that leaves them very off balance. For instance, let's welcome in our guest today, Chappelle, who maybe listens to the show. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
Akiva, you negged me the first time we ever spoke. And I was provoked enough to be like, I'm not leaving this podcast. I was not going to get off that podcast, regardless of what you said, because I cannot believe Akiva said this to me. He completely let my guards down.
I don't want to ever assume somebody listens. You know, that's like, it's like, of course you watch my show. Of course, like, I don't want to, you know, you assume they don't listen or watch. And if they do, wonderful.
I was very vocal about Renat being my favorite podcast.
But what an a-hole I would be if I was like, guess what? His favorite podcast is this one. You know?
Oh my gosh. I guess, Rob, Akiva's been playing me this whole time. Has this been the long con to just get me and Akiva on a podcast together?
He negs the listeners and gets them upset sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know why you do that, but I guess it keeps them coming back.
I'm not negging. What's the opposite of negging? I love our
You pause them?
I pause them, yeah. I appreciate everyone.
I mean, Chappelle, it's true. I can't tell you how many times that we get like tweets from people. I'm irate after listening to the last podcast because of something Akiva said about me.
Does that really happen a lot? I don't think that happens.
Negger, please. You do that all the time. Negging people left and right.
Oh boy. Not me.
How do
anyway.
You?
So
yeah.
Yeah, this mystery guy.
So is this mystery's greatest legacy the neg? His negacy?
His negacy. I think so. I think this is the one thing that everybody latched onto from the show, because it became so popular. Like all the other pickup artists, like when they started to build this community where people were doing these trainings, because we did this is for TV, but people are literally doing these exercises on a day to day basis with their pickup artist coach that's not being televised, right? So it's kind of like if America's Next Top Model was like a Tyra Banks thing, but also people in their daily lives were doing this like randomly. And so women all around the world were finding out about this, but then they could also feel when dudes were doing it to them. Like you're just like saying something kind of like offhand or like kind of underhanded to lower my defenses or whatever. But I also know that it's a tactic now. And now that people have put a name to it, it feels even worse now that you're doing it. Like it's so condescending. And so this is his legacy. His legacy, it lives on.
Yeah. And it seems like that the negging here seems like innocent enough in terms of like what they're saying of like, oh, I don't think that you'd be with a guy like me. But I feel like that the negging, the evolution of the negging, I think has gone from sort of like a little bit of like a teasing compliment to outright insulting people, right?
I think it was always kind of an insult, though. Like, I think even in those moments where they just
insult, but did it become just an insult?
I feel like kind of an insult is an insult, but I think there's probably more tact to do it, right? Like, you could do it self-deprecating like you did, where you're like, oh, you'd never be another guy like me. And she's like, what? Oh, my gosh. But or you can do kind of what they were doing in the episode, which is look over at a group of women and go, never mind. And they're like, what's that about? And he's like, oh, nothing. I just, you know. Yeah, y'all are cool or whatever. I guess I have 5 minutes to talk to you before I have to go. And then they're like, do you think Mick Jagger is hot? You know? So it was always insulting. It's just, there are people who can probably do it. So like, I want to get a laugh out of you at my expense, as opposed to we're going to talk about you at your expense. Yeah. I don't like it either. Like I'm a good negger. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm on Twitter. I'm like making fun of everybody, but I do it in a lighthearted way that hopefully nobody takes any real offense to it.
You're self-deprecating sometimes also.
Yeah, of course. But like, I don't want anybody to feel bad about anything I said. Like the other day I tweeted out, Rob doesn't respect me as a journalist because he has me watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just, like, I don't think Rob hates me as a journalist or even considers me a journalist.
Yeah, but, I didn't know we were supposed to be journalists on this podcast.
Yeah, we're journalists. Yeah.
Oh, we are definitely journalists. Mm-hmm. No, we're doing the hard-hitting journalism right here. But I tweeted that.
Is that a good like first thing? Like our podcasters, journalists. Should we add an opener? Can we try that? Next
if you're at like a podcasting conference, yeah, that'd be a good indirect opener.
Yeah, no, for sure. And so, yeah, I'll tweet stuff like that randomly to kind of just like show some love to my people on Twitter. But like, rarely am I going to say something that's really mean, you know. And so, I think there is a line that crosses, and then it slowly moves into incel territory.
Okay. Mystery is also a big believer in peacocking. Now, Akiva, famously, I mean, you were peacocking the last 6 weeks, right?
I've been peacocking for about 3 months. Everyone subscribe to Peacock, $4.99. Limited commercials. Did I have to pay for Peacock the last 6 weeks? Yes. I did.
Yeah. And Chappelle, you're peacocking all over the place with Puya these days.
Oh yeah. Me and Puya every week peacocking left and right about the Bel Air show. Mm-hmm. You know, the remake of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I did pay to peacock. Sometimes you gotta pay to play.
Matt and Mari are peacocking, covering all these events every month.
Great timing by Peacock to buy the WWE at like its all time least popular moment. It's funny with Peacock also, there was like $3 movie day here. It was 10 shekel. Let's say that's like $3. Mm-hmm. And my kids wanted to go to a movie, like their friends were going. But I found out about it so late that like a lot of the movies were sold out. And then one of the only movies that was like reasonable that we could like maybe take the kids, the older kids and the younger kids to was Marry Me with Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Which is the Peacock original. But I guess it's also in theaters.
Yeah.
So, and maybe, I mean, I guess abroad, there probably is no Peacock or a lot of other streaming services yet. So it's like, but I can get that. I have a VPN. So it's like, well, are we going to go to the movie theater to watch a movie that like I could, you know, we could watch here, but the kids wanted to go.
To go see Marry Me.
Well, they just wanted to go see they don't pay no matter how much it is. So yeah. I don't know why they would like, it's the same thing like for them anyway, but they wanted to go get popcorn and soda and whatever. And, we didn't end up going to see Marry Me, but it would have been like weird to go see a movie that was streaming on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Did you check out the poster recap of Marry Me with Grace Leader and Ariel?
I didn't, that's a good plug. I didn't know it existed. I'm sure it was a rave review. I'm sure it's a fine film.
Mm-hmm.
The kids ended up, going to see the Mark Wahlberg, Spider-Man movie. I don't know what it's called, but my wife took the older one.
Uncharted. It is not a Spider-Man. It's not part of the Spider-Verse.
No, but I know, I don't remember, is Tom Holland.
Yes.
Well, they wanted to see Spider-Man, but one of the kids had already seen it.
We got Spider-Man at home, so you gotta watch Uncharted.
Yeah, but I don't think that was like appropriate for like a 5-year-old, so then we split up and they went to see that.
Yeah. Okay. I heard that Kirsten McInnes and Brian Scally are going to be peacocking for the next Love Island also. And I believe that Kirsten and Maggie are going to be peacocking for Temptation Island soon.
It's the thing to do.
Everybody's peacocking. So Mystery was ahead of its time.
Could it become the number one streaming service? That would be very exciting.
Absolutely not. What are we going to do with nothing but Netflix? We have to change to nothing but Peacock?
Purposely
peacocking? Purposely
peacocking.
Yeah.
Purposely peacocking.
It's not great. It's not great. Nothing but Netflix was a masterpiece. Akiva deserves all the credit in the world for that.
I did not know that Peacock would really like ascend to the top of the throne. Like, who you know. Who could have predicted that? But I still I like Netflix's chances long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Then, so that's peacocking. So Mystery also says that you need to do body rocking, which that's like posturing yourself where you're trying to leave. Like you're talking to a person and your body language is that of somebody who is either moving away or uninterested in the conversation, almost like if you were like talking somebody, Chappelle, who is like laying down, like they were just like trying to like get away from even like looking at you or talking to you.
Laying down, camera off, like trying to work, having conversations in the background, you know, that just things Akiva does. I'm just saying, we might be getting nagged right now, Rob. You think we're getting picked up?
Yeah, you know, come to think of it, like I was minding my own business one day, and then I just got approached randomly by some guy that was like, "Hey, want a podcast with me? I don't know who you are. Like, I don't know you.
I don't know you.
But maybe,
I said you want a podcast with me. I don't know who you are.
Talk to me every week of for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll give you a 6 month break at one point. I said.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if I was just another victim. I'm Chappelle, I feel like I'm in the Tinder swindler right now.
Yeah, I mean, you've been swindled. We all have. And it's okay. Look, it happens to everybody, apparently. Akiva is a master at this, you know. And you're one of his longer standing relationships, from what I can tell from his DM sliding days, you know. You know, he was with his wife well before DMs, but you were like the case study for if Akiva's method works.
Yeah,
and it does.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say, I said, Rob, you should do a Seinfeld podcast. I didn't even say with me. So really,
it was
like,
an indirect opener.
Indirect opener.
Yeah.
I didn't know about these rules, but.
See, damn. No, that was him posturing again. He's like, you should do a Seinfeld podcast. You're like, oh, do you want to do it? Well, I don't know. You know, I got a few minutes. I got to get back to work. I guess I've seen the show a little bit. Sure. Stop begging me. I'm here. I'll do it. It's fine.
Another one of Mystery's methods is called the cat stringing theory, where they give you just like enough to keep you engaged over the years. They're just a little bit like Akiva telling the people like, oh, we'll watch Cats one day, and just kept stringing people along.
Yep.
Cats, scum. The list goes on.
Yeah.
Bollywood shows are trash. We're still here waiting on it.
One day. We'll get to it. Yeah. I just got to check out. We'll get through one more thing. Boy. Yeah. Kiva does all these things.
You guys are nagging me now.
No, we are victims. Okay. This is like a support group. We're airing you out. Victim,
Chappelle?
You did the same thing to me. Like, oh, Chappelle. Like, first of all, when I auditioned for the class of 2020, I was supposed to audition with Akiva because I wanted to be on Renap or whatever.
You know what showed that night.
No, I had to work. I was like, why would you plan this on a day where I have things to do? I think it was like a holiday or something.
You didn't show up. And I'm sure I said to Sam Moore and Rob, like, well, never. We'll never hear from that guy again.
Yeah. And then he watches the show.
1B to Rob now.
No. Wait, would you say 1D?
1B. One Direction,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Listen, I wish I was this savvy that I would be negging people and peacocking people and throwing a little Hulu in. Like, I don't know. I can't do any of this stuff. I'm not.
Huluing people
not,
is the new.
I'm not that kind Hulu. Of guy.
Yeah.
Hulu. Okay. I feel like.
We're going.
Mystery worked with his students on coming up with some indirect pickup lines. And I thought this might be a good segue into hearing some pickup lines that our audience submitted to us that we might be able to talk about on the show. So Mystery had everybody go ahead and write up your pickup lines that they were going to be saying to the women. The indirect pickup lines. We mentioned a couple times. Do you think Mick Jagger is hot? Is Mick Jagger hot?
Is Mick Jagger hot? Yeah, okay. that's one of the big ones.
Yeah. I mean, how many women, if you went to a club, know who Mick Jagger is?
Today?
Yeah.
I'm sure they know who he is, but they also probably aren't looking at him like in the real time thinking this is somebody who's attractive to me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like, oh yeah, back in the day, I was very attracted to Mick Jagger. Not to say that he's not an attractive person, but like, you know, I'm sure it's not top of the mind, like of mine when it comes to like attractive people.
They might not have a take on it at all.
Yeah. Akiva, is Mick Jagger hot?
I mean, for someone his age, sure.
For someone his age. Okay.
Yeah.
He is 78.
Yeah, he's 78.
Now again, this was my exact take about Ted Danson. And people dragged me to hell, Chappelle, about, no, Ted Danson's not hot for his age. He is hot, period.
Yeah, with a T.
With a T. With a T for Ted.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if Mick Jagger is hot, period, but I think that they look good for their age, but they look good in general. So I think there you go. But hot is probably subjective.
Fred Danson, 74, 4 years junior of Mick Jagger. People said, no, Rob, you're an a-hole. Ted Danson is hot now.
I mean, you know, some people, it gets better with that. You like, maybe it's like a fine wine. Like the older he gets, it gets better. Whereas like Mick Jagger, people are still looking back to the heyday. Like, yeah, that used to be a very attractive.
It was a higher high, you're saying.
Right. But Ted Danson's still on the rise, or like, you know, like his stock is still up on the rise. Right now.
Oh my God.
Well, probably from like, you know, like I said, he's got the Silver Fox going on instead of like,
Todd Bridges.
I like Todd Bridges. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One of the indirect pickup lines that mystery students wrote was, I have a friend who got invited to be on the Montel Williams show.
Yeah. Now that may have done better right in 2007, I feel like.
Would it? Like, was Montel Williams popping in 2007? I know the show really existed, but was he like the person to go to?
So
like,
would you say Kelly Clarkson now? I have a friend who was invited to be on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Does Kelly Clarkson talk to randos? I feel like that, you know, Montel Williams, I almost said Montel Jordan, Montel Williams, like, I feel like he talks to like everyday people.
This is such a like relevant opener, though. It's so funny that they like, why not go for Oprah? I think Oprah's still on the air in 07. Like,
why not go for Oprah? Is talking to like famous people and like, say, like, oh yeah,
they wrote
stories.
A book. It's her book of the month.
I'm bored already.
I'm bored with any talk show like this. Jerry Springer. Give me Jerry Springer at least.
Yeah, I have a friend that was on Jerry Springer. I have a friend that was on like maybe like Cheaters, or maybe I have a friend that was on Maury. You know, those are probably like in 2007, like those will get a conversation out of you. I don't know what Montel Williams was doing.
Well, Cheaters, they're going to think like, oh, he hangs out with cheaters. He's probably a big cheater himself.
Oh, like birds of a feather type of thing. Peacocks of a feather.
Yeah, or then, but maybe it's like, well, he's a cheater. That means like he had a girlfriend and then he cheated. Like, wow, this guy gets a lot of women.
Well, I just know a person who was on Cheaters. You know, like instead of like, it wasn't like I got casted.
What if your friend was cheated on?
Yeah. It still makes it a good conversation starter. My thing is, don't walk up to me and talk to me. Period. Oh, that's the whole thing.
At all.
There.
Like, well, you know, that would sort of defeat the mystery game.
Could you imagine, like, you're minding your own business?
You don't want to talk to strangers?
But if you're in a public space and you're minding your own business and you're talking to your friends and someone's like, hey, have you heard of Montel Williams? Like, yes.
It's pre-COVID.
Like, I think, yeah, but still, like, question?
I think, well, here's what I would do. Here's my move. You do, like, settle a bet. My friend and I were arguing. And like, if you don't have a friend there, you could be like, I'm texting with him right now or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't say your friend is like on Twitter. You've never actually met them, but you're in the DMs or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would the bet be?
And then it's like, settle.
Who would win in a race? Mike Bloom or Puyo?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But maybe with people they'd heard of, like celebrities. Like, but something
who would
like
win
that,
in a race? Know? Mick Jagger or Ted Danson?
Who's more famous? I tweeted this couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Who's more famous? Nancy Kerrigan or Tanya Harding? Like something like that.
Tanya Harding is easily more famous.
I know, but it's upsetting to think that she's more famous. But yeah, she won.
Were you peacocking when you told this anecdote?
I was peacocking.
Yeah.
When I asked, and then I tweeted it, and then I was.
I think Akiva was right, though. Like, I do think the, like, let's settle bet, because I think it establishes the final tribal council thing, right? Like the false time constraint, whatever. Because it sounds like you're already in a conversation. I just need you for 2 seconds to settle this thing.
I have friends. Like, I'm texting them. Right. Help me settle that. And it's like, I value your opinion here. I want your take on this subject.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you're a beautiful woman. Listen, I just need the opinion of a beautiful woman real quick. Do you think Ted Danson is hot? And then you're like, oh yeah, 100%.
Not Ted,
like,
Danson in 1986.
Mm-hmm. Ted Danson today. And then you're like, thanks. Like, oh, see, I was telling him that, but he doesn't believe me. She's like, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. You're like, yeah, he doesn't. So yeah, where are you from again? How's the weather in Arizona? Why was that the question they kept asking?
The weather in Arizona.
Why are they in Arizona? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another question. Why are they there? Yeah. You tell me I got to go like to Arizona to be a pickup artist. I'm like, I'll pass.
I think it's very cheap to film at a mansion.
Probably,
Arizona.
Yeah. I think they're picking. I think one of them was in Austin. One of them was in Arizona. Yeah. All right. So I got listeners to send us their back.
Wait, hold on. You don't want to hear any of the other?
Oh, I do.
Mystery. Okay. One guy was really running with, would you date a guy named Herman? My friend is named Herman was his story. And then he's got his name changed. Now his name is Steve. And now this guy F's.
I get it, because I think Herman is like two red flags, two strikes against you if your name is Herman.
What about Herman Moore?
Yeah, if you're Herman, but you like catch 100 balls a year in the NFL, I think you could probably get around it. But if you're just like a dorky 21-year-old virgin named Herman, you're probably in trouble.
Mm. Herman the worst name, though? Like, is that really that bad? Like, I'm sure there are like worse names that are kind of just like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't like that.
If you're Herman, you could call yourself the Herminator. I don't know if that helps or hurts, but.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah, what about Herm Edwards, Akiva?
Well, that's Herm, not Herman.
Oh, wait, I'm sure his name is Herman.
Yeah, but he was smart enough to shorten it.
So his name is.
Also, if you're Herm Edwards, like every coach goes by coach. So I'm sure you go at the bar like, hey, call me coach. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody goes by their first name. It's disrespectful to call a coach. You've been an NFL coach for 15, 20 years. And call them by their first name.
Mm-hmm.
He's there, your coach. Yeah,
and Herm would tell Mystery, you play to win the game.
That's right. That's right.
Hello?
It's disrespectful to tell somebody to call you coach. Like, if you're not in an athletic like setting and you are at a bar with random people, like, just call me coach. No. No. What is your name?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. But if you know them, you have to call them. Like, if you see Herman Edwards in the bar, you have to call him coach.
Yeah. 100%.
You shouldn't ask him to call him coach, but you should call him coach. That's his title.
Yeah, but if people ask you to call them something, call them that. But also, just know it's annoying that just because you coach like, you know, Little League soccer, you're like, everybody calls me coach.
Let's
like,
say okay, I coach no, Jordan Kalish. JV, yeah. Jordan, everyone needs to call. Next time you see Jordan Kalish, you must call him coach.
Okay. Did Joe Judge get mad that the media wasn't calling him coach this past year? That was like, I feel like one of the first like sort of warning signs.
Yeah, and they called him Judge, which was strange because he's not actually a judge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Akiva, one person also said, I like pickle juice.
Pickle juice. Just happened, yeah. Do you want these women to like hear what you have to say, or do you want them to think you're a creep? Like, I feel like anyone who hears that thinks you're a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't just come out of the gate. Like, you don't know these people at all. They're minding their own business. You walk up and like, I like pickle juice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're getting like what's the spray people carry around?
Pepper spray.
Mace. You're getting pepper. You're getting mace. You're getting pepper sprayed at that point.
You definitely getting a taser would not be far. You know, like I could definitely see you getting Johnny Bravo, right? Mm-hmm. Like just like tasered and punched in the face.
Okay,
leave people alone.
So those are some examples of the pickup lines. Also, somebody told a story about how their friend or they themselves beat up Andy Dick, which I don't know. It sounds like that was an assault.
Yeah, I think Andy Dick's always getting into fights and stuff. But yeah, I don't know why. Like, hey, I'm a violent guy. You want to go on a first date with a stranger?
I beat the hell out of an 82-pound man.
Andy Dick was a topical reference though in 2007. I guess so. Like, you know, and so I think that's why they went with it. But the story did not play well at all. It was just like, hey, my friend beat up Andy Dick, and the woman goes like, okay, but what was the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nice to meet you. I'm Alex. You know, like, how do we end up here?
Okay. So, Akiva, tell us, how did we get this user-generated content today?
So I put out a form just right as we were starting and said, hey, anybody have a good pickup line for the podcast?
Okay. Now, are these pickup lines to get new people to listen to the podcast?
No, these are pickup lines. Oh. These are dating pickup lines. I thought that's what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that not what you wanted?
No. I'm curious to know what we're going to listen to. Okay. All right. Because, I mean, I have a wife. What I need are more people to listen to the podcast.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll see if any of these are applicable for the podcast also. But this is also for advice for the listeners out there, potentially, who are still looking for somebody.
Okay.
All right, Chappelle, you tell us if you'd ever use any of these. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
The first one is, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see. That's like why the chicken crossed the road. I have to say this right now.
Yeah.
RGPOC, the out of context Twitter.
Yeah.
Not allowed. Don't play any games. Don't quote me on any of these.
Yeah. I thought you were calling out the out of context.
No, I'm warning them in advance.
You were basically
don't quote me on these.
Nah. Right.
Yeah.
Don't say like Akiva said.
No, we're exempt here.
Next to.
What that neck do?
What does it do?
Who is responsible? Who did this?
JJ said, what that neck do?
What that neck
what
do?
What that neck do? What that neck do? JJ, I don't know if you should leave with that.
Yeah. Another JJ, well, John.
It might start a conversation about what does it do?
Mm-hmm. You don't ask nobody what that neck do unless you are very comfortable with y'all's relationship currently. You know, like you don't just come out the gate with that word.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
John says, howdy, cow babe. That's
demeaning, I think.
Yeah.
Cow babe?
Mm-hmm. Cow babe.
What's a cow babe?
Josh says, is it hot in here or is it just you?
Yeah, I think he gets slapped for that.
Yeah,
that's what Mystery would call a direct opener. That is not an indirect opener.
I don't like that one. I mean, don't get me wrong. If these are working for you, God bless you. But also, I would suggest there's some bad ones here.
Maybe if you're Herman Moore, you could get away with that. But for everybody else.
If I'm Herman Moore, I would be like, I had 123 receptions in 1995.
Right. Can Herm Edwards get away with this?
I don't know.
Ironically, Herm Edwards, that's where he's the coach. I feel like he wouldn't even have to introduce himself, right? Yeah. He's coaching Arizona. They know who he is.
But he's happily married, Herm Edwards.
I'm sure. Tony says, you remind me of ice cream because I'm not sure if I want to spoon you or lick you.
Oh, no, no. That's a...
Tony!
No. No.
What is wrong with you? No. This is a pickup line. Like, jeez.
Jake says, are you a pickle because you're making my mouth water?
Okay. See, that's good.
That's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Some of these I can't even read. Some of these are obscene.
People are sending in obscene pickup lines
obscene, but I don't want to say them. Mm-hmm. They're a little raunchy. I'll say raunchy more than obscene. Lines. Yeah. Krista. All right. Let's see what a woman has to say here.
Yeah.
Krista says, hey girl, you dropped something. My jaw.
Now, that one. Would these be good sort of like Tinder first responses or Bumble responses?
I don't know. I'm not on any of those dating sites. But all these pickup lines were very popular in like the 90s and 2000s. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a fresh market for new pickup lines. I think at this point, it's kind of like, send me your Instagram.
Here's some more.
Add me on Facebook type stuff.
This is from Ringo. I assume not Ringo Starr, the drummer.
Does he think Mick Jagger is hot or he hates him?
They probably have a long history.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who cares what the least favorite Beatles count?
Akiva says it's a tie for the least favorite Beatle.
George?
Akiva hates the Beatles.
Well, but I think Paul McCartney is more famous and John Lennon is more famous than the other two.
Mm-hmm. Ringo is definitely at the bottom of the barrel.
Ringo says, is your name Sigourney? Because damn, you got me.
Oh my gosh.
First off, we usually don't say the H word.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Is your name Sigourney? Because I think you're a dream weaver.
No, that's if her name is Sigourney, you might catch her at that bingo hall that we just seen in this episode.
I mean, I don't know a lot of Sigourney's young or old other than Sigourney Weaver.
And she's not young.
Mm-hmm. Rob is going to love the next one. Okay. It's from Sean.
Yeah.
Sean's pickup line is, I'm like a bracket. You can do me year round.
Oh, actually, that's actually very good.
Is it?
I would be any week in March.
I would respond to that prompt.
Uh-huh.
I want to be very clear. These are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Y'all, like, don't say this.
There's four people sent in the Tennessee one. Honestly, according to Mystery, here's what I would do. Here's my pickup line according to the Mystery would be. Ask the person if they're from Forest City. Because you're supposed to neg them.
Because you're the only Forest
City. You're the only. Are you from Forest City? That's too mean, you think? Ecstasy?
I think.
Evidency?
I think that the more effective one, say from Ninacy. And it's, why only a nine? I think
you say only God is perfect. Forestsy,
the person throws a drink in your face. Ninacy.
I'm not trying to insult anybody. Ninacy is good. Right. Are you from Ninacy? And then you say only God is perfect. You say only my mom is perfect. Then it sounds like you're saying your mom is 10 out of 10. That's weird. I don't know.
Wait, what was that? What was that one? Only God is perfect.
You say only God is perfect, or only my mom is perfect, or something like that.
But what's the context?
That's why you're a nine. Like that. Oh, like you're not a 10.
You're a nine because only my mom and God are a 10.
Exactly.
You know what? Use that one. Somebody use that one and just and record the response.
Yeah,
like, I think you would go viral on TikTok.
Yeah, please, and then send us in the mailbag next week. Then we can see how these if we get any traction.
This unnamed person. Do you like raisins? How about a date?
Okay.
Well, if you like raisins, do you automatically like dates? Akiva loves pickles but hates olives.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a one for one, though. I really do. I don't think so. But do you ask someone on, again, this is pickup lines, right? So, like, you just come out of the gate asking for a date? In my mind, like, you gotta kind of, you know, like, ease into that. You know, just like, mm-hmm. do you want a date? It's like, fine.
You say the listeners are too aggressive here. They're too aggressive.
It's very forward, you know? Yeah. Like, casual it up a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Relax. Yeah.
Now, the next one is from listener Michael Beveridge, and he says it's very specific to his last name. But in high school, he said, "Hi, my name is Michael Beveridge. Can I quench your thirst?"
Okay.
Okay.
But you can't do that unless your name is, you know,
Michael Beveridge.
Unless your last name is Beveridge. Well, I guess any first name would probably do.
If your last name is
and
Sprite.
And the last one, from Sprite. Nick says, "Are you the queen of hearts? Because you're the queen of my heart." Which doesn't really make any sense. You've never met. Well, that was the last one. What do you want another? There's four more. Are you
the only high note, right?
Jeremy That's says, "Would you mind tying my shoes?" Would be his pickup line. That might work.
I think that's you're really setting the tone of like you pick up after me. You're subservient to me. Tie my shoes.
Is that a good thing?
I think.
Yeah, but Mystery's trying to like nag people. Maybe he's like, I don't know.
I had a friend in New Orleans one time. We were all on Bourbon Street and they were running around asking people to button their shirt up because it's like shirt was missing a button and he was very, very drunk. And so he would walk up to a woman and be like, "Could you help me button my shirt up?" And then she would like be basically like, if she was like into him, she would basically be touching his chest at that point. That was very much his move. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if it would be like, "Can you tie my shoe?" Like, "Ma'am, stand up."
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. Well, like, I have a whole story. Like, I hurt my back in the war or something. I don't know which
war. Yes, in the war. Like,
I can't really bend down. So, like, hey, could you tie my shoe? I'm a war hero.
that's stolen valor, Akiva.
But then it's like Call of Duty. Then you say it's like Call of Duty. I just hurt my back playing too much Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't say war per se. You know, like
in a battle.
When you say war, what exactly do you mean by war, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't we all in a war? Mm-hmm. Is it life a war at times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Those are the listeners' pickup lines.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Chappelle, about the work of Mystery? Do we have any sort of like an epilogue on where is Mystery today?
No, I don't know where Mystery is.
His real name is Eric Von Markovic, of course, that his original username was Markovic.
Yeah, but the thing that Mystery has going for himself, that's probably the most underrated thing that they don't talk about is that he's really, really tall. And so kind of like, that's almost like an attention getter in just itself. It's like this tall individual walks in.
You know how tall he is?
Like, I don't know. He's over 6 foot tall for sure. I don't know. It's probably, can you Google it? I don't know. Pickup artist height. I don't know.
He's 6'5", according to
Google.
He's 6'5". And he's wearing a hat that makes him 7'4".
Yeah,
exactly. So this huge, this towering character walks up to you. You're like, oh gosh, you know, like, I guess I'll talk to you, tall person. But that's probably what the real like mystery is. Is like,
and isn't being extremely tall the ultimate indirect opener?
Yes.
Like, you're tall.
That's the weather up there.
I guess so.
You must play basketball or something like that. Like,
I played Dungeons and Dragons. He said, and then.
No, I'm actually training the people in here to manipulate you.
Yes, that's right. Like,
Don't look twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like Mystery still has the whole system going. You can sign up for his online events.
Yeah, he's doing a lot. He does a lot of like sessions or like conferences.
He's got
like
merch that. Also. Akiva, should we pick up any?
I think we should not. Hat,
any accessories at the?
Maybe if he has one of those gigantic hats, that would be funny.
He has a TeePublic store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Got a shirt
that would be like $80 at least.
A very ugly shirt. With all due respect to Mister.
Maybe that's the opener. Like, wear the ugliest shirt imaginable.
By the way, that there is on the Mystery store. Steve Public page. Yeah. Steve Public. And not only do we have the mystery merch in adult sizes, there's also a whole section of kids sizes.
If you, listen, why if you want your kids to like play with the ladies,
why would you dress your kids in mystery apparel?
You go into first grade. I mean, kids are already good at nagging. Like, tell Sally that, like, the snack she bought today was stupid.
Yeah. Your Dunkaroos aren't dunk enough. You
That's
know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But it's just as dumb. Maybe the mystery apparel for kids is for, like, kids of the mystery, system, right? So, like, the mystery system works so well that your mom and dad met each other and now they have a kid. And so, like, you're paying homage to the system.
My dad asked my mom, what the weather in Tempe, Arizona was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. All right. So, there we go. All right. So, Chappelle, you're sticking around for a mailbag, right?
Right. Yeah. There's no way that y'all, like, I'm going to leave That's before we talk about
the ultimate neg move.
Yeah. That's the ultimate neg. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. I came on here to talk about this show, and this show is like, you know, like I said, I don't love the fact that this exists because I still think that it's exploitative of men and women at the same exact time.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy is just, he's teaching social skills in a way and then charging $700, I think, or whatever, like a session or whatever. So I don't love that.
Yeah.
So I'm not definitely wasting my appearance or a nap to just talk about it without getting a mailbag in at least.
And ultimately, I think we found that he's probably taking advantage of more hapless guys than women are being taken advantage of by his sister.
Oh, yeah. They're just nuisances at the bar to these women.
Right. That being said, that I think that, you know, mystery starts with, you know, a fundamental, like, you know, sound idea of, hey, you want to meet people? Go out there and talk to them. Don't just sit there like a bump on a log and expect that you're going to meet anybody. Also, I think this is probably on some level, a small level, a service of if you want the attention from somebody, be a little interesting. Don't be toxic. Don't be a liar, but it's not going to kill you to be a little bit interesting and have something more than, hi, I'm so-and-so. Now what?
You know, hi is definitely my greatest pickup line. Like, don't ever say, I'm always like, hi, you know, like, but that's because I think for me, I just want to it's a conversation starter. I say hello, you say hello, but no, you're right. Like, nobody wants you to just come and stand in their space and take up their time because they didn't come here to meet you. And so at least have something to talk about. And so, yeah, like you said, be interesting or at least be interested in them.
Bring something to the table.
Literally anything. The bar is in hell. And so, like, you just gotta do something that makes you stand out as opposed to just another random person bothering people.
Okay.
Yeah, Keith was right. These people are just out here being nuisances. Rob, before you do the mailbag, can I just say, I think I have a different idea for the theme music.
Okay. Do you want to explore that in the mailbag for people who are jumping ahead to the mailbag so that they can hear your thoughts?
No. I mean, we could talk about it after, but I'm trying to get ahead of this thing.
Yes. You don't want to play the song.
You don't even want to play it. He's trying to stop it.
No. Get rid of the British guy. Keep Phil T.
Okay. All right. So we will come back. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with a mailbag and we will start it just with Phil T. This verse. Poor guy recorded two versions of this song. He's out.
He's
just
gone.
Just Phil T.
What do you think about it,
Kiva?
Let's try it. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. All right. What's his name? What's the name of the artist of the mailbag song?
I don't know. He's extinct now. We're talking about Phil T now.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on his name right now.
Okay.
It's fine. We don't need to.
He's a fine bloke.
Okay. Drop the bloke. Keep the Phil. Mailbag coming up right after this.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
It's Phil and Jack Fox, Rob and Kiva got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Kiva need a
bing bong.
Rob and Kiva need a
bing.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Kiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Kiva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus Ray. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads, where's my mom?
Yes. Sorry, Jack Fox. You gotta go. Squeezed out.
Look, Phil T is so talented. And we already have Peppa Pig. Do we need another British person on the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you think Peppa Pig is a person?
Yes.
Or I think a
Jack
figure.
Fox would be a character on Peppa Pig, by the way.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
A fox. Maybe he could be like the dad's best friend is also always getting disrespected.
Yes. Peppa, I want to introduce you to my colleague, Jack Fox.
He starts rapping.
And then the show is canceled. The end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He works at Fiverr. Okay. All right. Peppa Poggers. So excited to be here. And so, all right. Lot to do. Lot to talk about here. But overall, you feel like that was the way to go, Chappelle, right? That's your compromise as the leader of the anti-new mailbag song movement?
Yes. Me and my people have had several meetings. We have, I've been sending out Google Docs and forums trying to figure out how we can make this work, because you just don't respect me enough to not put this British rapper on the podcast. So I feel like the best thing we could do is put a British like figure, Peppa Pig, and a rapper, Phil T, a rapper of sorts, together. And then that's a good compromise.
Yes.
But prior to this, it was almost unlistenable for me. You know, I just couldn't do it.
Okay. Akiva, Phil T mentioned that you picked up a spare. Did you end up going bowling like you had said in a previous podcast?
It just hasn't worked. I was traveling across the world this week. It hasn't worked out. My problem is I think every episode now
you told us you were going to do that after you traveled across the world.
I know, but I'm saying maybe this week I'll have some time. I do think like now that it's episode 165, like I think every week I delay it, I have to get that score. So if I wait till like episode 174, I have to bowl a 174.
Okay. This is what Mystery would call like cat stringing along, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get everybody to, you know, invested in this incredible storyline.
All right. Well, Chappelle, I'm glad you're here, because I feel like that we need your mediation skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be this is a very controversial mailbag. There's a lot at stake here, more than in most weeks, for sure.
A little bit of a contentious discussion erupted this week after Kiwi Weens put out a poll about what, of course, next week, famously, is the start of the month of March.
Bracket season.
Which Akiva has decided, not just bracket season, but every single podcast in the month needs to be a bracket. Now, I don't recall, was this always the case?
No, I think we started with one. I think we have done multiple brackets in March, but I don't think we've ever done only brackets in March.
Yes, but
I think at some point, Rob, in the last few months, we've sort of settled on the podcast where it's going to be a separate thing where we have a separate bucket of brackets.
Yeah.
And, you know, alternate from the regular wheel spin. And every week is going to be a bracket. And I feel like we've been living that life for the last few months.
And Chappelle, I hope I just want to lay all the facts out. And then I will respect
as best as we think the facts are.
And I will respect Chappelle's decision here today. Are you okay with that responsibility, Chappelle?
Oh yeah. Give it to me. Let me be the person that you need for this moment, you know. I think this is very interesting.
What he wants, or is Chappelle picking what is fairest?
Chappelle should decide what is what we do.
Okay.
All right, now I'm weighing the logic, right? Like, so like if you lay out the facts in front of me, I'm going to go with whatever the facts lead me toward. Like, my personal preference is not coming into this.
Yeah. And luckily, in every podcast, we post the full rundown of all the Robin Akiva Need a Podcast episodes. And we could take a look at what we've done in the past in certain months and certain dates. And at some point, Akiva decided that March needs to be all brackets. Now, we did decide together we should have some sort of a mechanism to determine brackets, but Akiva says that this year is all brackets here in March.
4 weeks, four brackets. That's what I think.
4 weeks, four brackets, and no brackets the rest of the year.
Well, I didn't say no brackets the rest of the year. I think I don't think we should do a bracket April 1st.
Yeah.
But I think we could do brackets during the year.
I do want to point out here that I also feel like that Akiva sometimes will change up the facts of things and say either like say that like, we'll often claim like, no. You never said it, or I never said that. You said that. And we'll try to change my position that I know.
If only everything we say wasn't recorded and figure out the answer.
I think the problem is that, you know, we're over 100 episodes in almost 200 episodes at this point. And like, it's hard to go back and recall when these conversations happen. Now, y'all do have a very good assistant who does the like timestamps and stuff like that. But it's very difficult to go in and say, okay, this was said on this exact day.
Because a lot of people remember.
Who knows what? Even like, if I wanted to verify this, I wouldn't even know which podcast this was first even brought up on. You know, like, I wouldn't know where to go to find it.
Right.
And so, and I'm sure the listeners are probably like cataloging this stuff and they will do the work for you. But now, we just don't have it on hand.
Yeah. Okay. So, what I can tell you is that in the year 2019, we actually did, believe it or not, three different brackets in 2019.
Okay.
But not four.
Not four.
Okay.
It's pretty close though.
That's a lot of
pretty close. It was close. So in 2019, we did three brackets. They were the idea bracket, episode 25. We did the stand tournament of what we were going to stand, which is episode 27, and the original TV theme song tournament on March 25th, 2019. So we did do three brackets in 2019.
Okay.
Back in March of 2020.
Yes.
We did,
I think, two brackets.
It looks like we actually did two, and we actually even did a third, which I don't think was technically a bracket. So we did two brackets in March of 2020, which was
the bracket, which was, I think, to decide what the next week's episode would be. Yes,
and then we did back-to-back brackets, followed by Akiva's Biggest Stand, which I believe was not a bracket.
It was not a bracket.
So we did two brackets in March of 2020. It's like, okay, COVID was going on, like a lot going on in the world. Yep. So that was in 2020. In 2021, then, we had Chappelle join us for an episode universally beloved of TV theme song bracket 2.
Okay.
We also did World's Biggest Stand bracket on March 6th, 2021. So two brackets in 2021.
Yes.
But in 2022, Akiva decided that
all brackets.
All brackets.
Well, brackets.
All brackets, oops, all brackets. In March. Well, every week, yeah, in March has to be a bracket, which I will say are often, check the runtime on some of these podcasts, 3 hours, even over 4 hour podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, would you say something?
Yes.
Well, first of all, like, we're burying some of the lead, which is we had this debate last week and I tweeted and people could quibble and quabble with the language. But I asked the listeners, bracket season for a nap in March. Bracket every week or one bracket all month?
But you made a false choice.
Okay. So you think it should have been 1, 2, 3, or 4, something like that?
First off, in the same way that we had to stop doing the People's Choice on Twitter because of the trolly nature of it.
Yeah.
That the troll move was go bracket every week. So I do believe there are some people who think they want a bracket every week.
Rob knows what you want more than you know what you want,
because
guys.
I can tell you,
hey, ladies,
the burnout for both you, the listener, and us, the podcaster,
yes,
by the third and fourth 3.5 hour bracket in a row, okay, will be real.
Well, they don't all have to be 4 hours. I'll say this. I was less careful about the poll language after seeing a poll on the Reddit that someone else had posted before we got to it. How many brackets should there be? It was a very clearly, the poll was very clear. And I believe it had multiple options, including 2 a month, 3 a month. And the overwhelming winner in what some would term a bloodbath,
yeah,
was bracket every week of March. It was like, when I checked, it was like 39-2-1-0. Everyone won. And then when I did our poll, it was 81% to 19%. People wanted. I'm willing to make a compromise right now.
Yes.
Here's what I think we should do. We've always done at least two brackets. I think week one and week two of March, we do brackets.
Okay.
At the end of week two, before the mailbag, either one of us can tap out of bracket season. You say, you know what? I've had enough brackets. You could say no bracket next week, or you could say no bracket the next 2 weeks even.
Okay.
I say bare minimum two brackets. If you're sick of brackets after the first two, and again, it's going to be random. We're not going to know which brackets are going to come up. So maybe the ideas we're less excited about will be first, or maybe the better ones will be first. Who knows? At any point, either of us can say, you know what? No bracket next week or no bracket in 2 weeks. So minimum of two, but two could also be, you know, we could stop at two. I think it's a fair compromise. After two brackets, you'd be like, you know what? Too long. I'm bracketed out. We'll save these for a couple months from now. Maybe we'll put one of them on the wheel, but no more brackets.
What about brackets during the rest of the year? You in the past have dug your heels in and said there cannot be brackets the rest of the year, only March.
We have done a couple brackets. I don't think we've necessarily called them brackets, but we sometimes will do episodes titled bracket. I say, how about this? We take a month off from brackets. April, no bracket month. Anything else on the wheel that does not get selected in March, whether that's two more episodes or four more episodes, whatever it is, those go onto the wheel starting May 1st. So we take a month off for brackets, cleanse
is
the
bracket. Is there a
bracket palette
spot on the wheel with the...
Yes.
Okay.
One spot for brackets. So however, there'll be multiple remaining brackets, no matter what we decide here. And there'll be one bracket spot on the wheel. Let's say it gets one spot. And then during the course of the year, yes, we're welcome. We could do brackets, but they won't be ad nauseum. There won't be a million brackets. What do you think about my... I feel like my compromise is fair.
I think it's fair. I don't know if we necessarily need to start off with back-to-back brackets, but I am willing to agree to those terms.
Well, I'll say two, but it could be any week. Meaning, after the first bracket, you could say not next week. So we will do at least two, but they don't have to be back-to-back. How about that?
I am fine. What I don't want to do is get locked into, you know, 3 and 4 hour brackets every single week here for the month of March, where there's also, you know, we're heading into Survivor season. There's a lot going on. And when we could space these brackets out through the rest of the year, also, there is like kind of this other big bracket that people follow. It's not like you won't have other brackets going on. And if somebody did want a podcast that has a bracket every single week, you already do that bit on another one of your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Listen, but they're different brackets. It's not like we're podcasting about the same idea. The other ones are sports or other things.
Mm-hmm.
No brackets on NGOG. I feel like we're no one's going to get bracketed out. It's March. It's what it's the reason for the season. It's what we're going to be doing. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. Chappelle, you've heard all of the information. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts or questions?
Well, first I'll say that, Akiva's poll that he tweeted out, the wording was interesting because I voted B. But I've because not to say that I don't like brackets or I don't want multiple brackets.
You too, Chappelle, because that's going to affect a lot of...
You're probably
going to
come on one of these. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, it's going to affect a lot of Nothing But Netflix recordings.
It's true. It's true. But yeah, because everyone knows Renap is... And Rob's like, guys, can't do any Survivor podcasts this week. Too much Renap. We're always...
Too much Renap.
We're always the priority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I misread the tweet, right? So I thought that the tweet was basically saying, like, are we doing the same bracket all month? So we did the bracket one time and now we're doing it again and now we're doing it again. And I thought that's chaotic.
Four times, that would be wild.
Well, essentially, because, you know, the thing with like any tournament is that, you know, this week your bracket can get busted or whatever, right? So it's kind of like you simulated the game, four times throughout the month. So that's where my head went, and I thought it was chaotic. So I picked B.
That would be torturing the listeners. That would be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would. But it might also give them what they want, right? Because had we resimulated the TV Theme Song 2.0 bracket, maybe people wouldn't have been yelling at us for weeks upon weeks and coming back years later and giving us reviews and saying Chappelle's an idiot, you know? And so they would have given each of them like a chance for their favorite to win, you know? Or you bring in a different guest and that person has a different opinion and sways you in another way. But again, I thought I was picking chaos. Now, when I saw Rob say, like, hey, the wording of this is not really what we agreed on, that's when I was like, oh, I'm stupid. You meant like one bracket to say, oh, it's the month of March, as opposed to, you know, four different brackets throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
I like Akiva's compromise because based on the data, it does show that people do like the brackets. And it is just
no doubt people like them, but it's like saying that, like, okay,
it's a lot of work though.
Right. So, you know, here's something you like, let's, you know, overdo it.
Mm-hmm. And then people will be upset. Yeah. People will definitely be upset. So maybe the two is a good compromise. So you give people enough to say, yes, this is bracket season and we did celebrate it accordingly, but we're also not like, you know, forcing you to listen to four, you know, 3 hour long podcasts in the month of March. So maybe that is a good, compromise. I think the question is, you know, at what point do you stop doing brackets in the year, right? So for me, it's like during bracket, I thought, like, I was kind of on the lines of Akiva with my line of thinking, which is I thought we were waiting to bracket month to explore, you know, do the bracket mechanism, figure out what brackets we're going to do, and then we don't touch it the rest of the year. But if you have a bunch of bracket ideas and you only wait till March to do two of them, then you're going to have like this huge backlog of bracket that people are begging for. So, yeah, you can't just close this off to March if you're only going to do two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, reopen brackets for the rest of the year. And then we can do... So, is everything else off the wheel? How are you explaining that, Akiva?
Yeah, it is. It is a separate wheel for March. It's not a wheel. It'll be a bucket of brackets. I have a bucket.
Which I think we're really, you know, breaking the...
Constitution?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would say to those people. Come get us. What are you going to do?
Oh, boy.
It's March.
Oh, boy.
I'm not in that. I am not in that at all.
Akiva is above the law.
There is no more law. We've suspended. It's martial law.
This is chaos. This is chaos, and I didn't sign up for this. It's pure anarchy at this point. I don't know.
I got a bucket. We're going to put the names of the things in the bucket. We're going to pick it out.
You have a bracket bucket?
I got a bracket bucket.
Yeah.
I just got to write the names of the ideas in. And then we'll pick them out. And we have to spend today deciding what goes in the bucket and what is left out of the bucket.
I'm about to tweet Curtis Morrison right now and tell them that we're about to riot. The gather the Supreme Court, the Constitution. We need to look at this because I just think this is out of line.
This is what we're doing. Do you want to wheel jam it?
Give everything
100 spots on the wheel.
It's a hard one to do, but you did set the groundwork for this by all year saying that during bracket season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done this for months.
Yeah, the foundation was laid. I think at this point, March is upon us. You have to make a decision, and
it's a separate podcast.
Okay,
yes,
we're in a separate feed for all I care.
Separate feed.
I don't not literally, but
okay,
you know,
all right. So, all right. That's it's settled. It'll be a bracket this week, a bracket next week. And I alone have the option for the opt out. I am signing on for two consecutive brackets. I mean, I personally would do one bracket at the start of the month and one at the end.
That's what I said. That's what I said, Rob. One at the start. We have to do a second one, but it doesn't have to be.
Oh, so after next week, in next week's mailbag, which mailbag fans, don't expect much mailbag wise on these bracket episodes.
Much other than this conversation. Yeah.
So
you can decide, not next week.
I can decide. I have a podcaster option to bracket the following week or.
That's right. Postpone it. And you can postpone it 2 weeks and then you could save it for the third week in March, the fourth week in March. But maybe you'll be so into the brackets, we'll do four. And by the way, I also have a veto. I could say no. Maybe we'll flip. Sometimes that happens.
You could veto my
No. I could. I'm saying I have the same option as you. Whereas the same way you could say I'm all bracketed out. I could say maybe sometimes our ideas change, Rob. Where you
I might say, hey, I need another bracket, and you might say I'm bracketed out.
I might say I'm bracketed out. I might be bracketed out.
Wait, y'all have to use the vetoes then, and here's why.
Because I don't think.
By the end of the year, y'all are both sitting on your vetoes all the time.
Well, that's a problem. That's a conversation for April 1st, Chappelle. Right now, we're in bracket season.
I guess. I just feel like if you're going to be vetoing brackets, your veto has to be used. And the only reason I say that is because you never use it. It always happens at the end of the year. Whatever poor guest you have at the end, it's kind of like whatever ideas y'all have, they get that last spin and y'all are like, oh, no, let's just veto it because we're here.
Well,
it's like.
Yeah.
I don't want to be Chris Webber, you know, no timeouts, 20 seconds left, and an accidentally called timeout I don't have. Like, that's why you save your veto, you know?
The idea of the veto was like, okay, we like all these ideas, but I can't do that this week. Akiva just says like, oh no, this isn't a good week for that. Take that off the wheel. So, that's why we never have to use the veto.
Right. This Akiva pre-vetoes the wheel.
I'll veto this week. If I don't like the bracket that comes up out of the bucket, I'll veto. Okay. I'll use my veto today.
All right.
Well, that's the veto, guys.
Okay.
But does the replacement have to be another bracket?
Yeah. Once we're in the bracket bucket, it would be another bracket, but that would be, you could use your veto on a bracket for sure.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So are we listening to mailbag ideas or only bracket ideas?
Well, let's start by deciding what the brackets are, and then I could read a couple mailbag ideas for
what's in the bucket?
Listen, we might not be doing a bracket, you know, next week is a bracket, but next week's mailbag we might be looking for more podcast episodes.
Okay.
All right, here's what we have based on Will for America sheet coupled with what Amanda says. I see six
associate producer Amanda.
Associate producer Amanda. I see six with a couple question marks.
Okay.
All right, here are the things we could say yes or no to any of them. The three name celebrity bracket. We're going to be doing a bracket of three named celebrities.
Okay.
If you don't like it, we don't have to do it.
It's fine. Like, I feel like it would have been a perfectly cromulent episode, as Jessica Lease would say. Sometime along the way, but now we've hyped up bracket season, and to come in with three name celebrity tournament is a little bit underwhelming.
You know what they say? That's why you have a veto.
Mm-hmm.
You could veto the three name celebrity tournament.
Okay.
Hey, I keep throwing down a gauntlet right there. I like that.
Discussed last year with this very same trio, the TV catchphrase bracket, where we're going to be going over the catchphrases of some of TV's most iconic characters.
Okay.
The next live show city bracket. COVID, Rob was saying right before the podcast, completely over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm teasing. He did say that. But people are saying that. And one day, perhaps this summer, we will do a live show. We want to know where. What do you think about that idea?
Well, do you think that there is a non-Coke Zero chance that you would want to do a live show this summer? Are you planning to return to the U.S.?
I think it's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
Either you come or you use your veto, Akiva. If you don't want to fly to the U.S.,
if I can't get on a plane, I use my veto that week.
Okay.
That's binding. Two.
It doesn't have to necessarily. It may not be in 2022, but the next live,
but it would be binding.
Live event city will be blank.
We almost did that right before the pandemic. We could have been waiting. You know, Omaha, Nebraska could have been waiting 3 years for us to show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The Stan Tournament 2. We did this a very long time ago with Liana Boris. We the King Cake Baby, it had a nice run. We haven't really cared about it in a while. We need a new thing to Stan. Are you in for that?
a new thing to stand. Again, it's not that exciting.
You could say no to any of these because one of these is going to be next week's episode.
Do you care about a new thing for Robin to keep to stand?
I do like We All Stand things. Mm-hmm. I think the issue is that the King K Baby just didn't give what we thought it was supposed to give.
Honestly, Chappelle, the problem with standing things is that sometimes then it's like you have to all right, I'm going to walk that back.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, the King K Baby never got canceled.
No.
But they barely tweet, you got to stand something a little bit more active. I don't know. Rob's right, though. Like, you don't want to stand something and they do something dumb. But I mean, that happens sometimes. Yeah. When you stand things, nothing's perfect.
Here's me standing some blah, 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 and I'm putting my clown makeup on.
Yeah. No apology. I'm sorry. We were very Rayola Crayon. Sorry that it tweeted out something terrible.
That one is not that exciting to me.
So we'll cut it. You want to cut Stan Torment 2? Cut it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So that's out.
It's almost like I feel like I would be more into this bracket month if it was like, okay, give me a 64 thing bracket, a 32 thing bracket, a 16 thing bracket, and an 8 thing bracket.
All right. We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Podcast name bracket. I like this one. This is basically listeners submit just the name of a potential podcast.
I actually really like this one.
This is great. This is a great episode. And we workshop all of them and advance them.
We had the name for this.
I think we did. Yeah, we'll find the name for next week. I'll check Amanda's. Amanda will help us out and someone will remember.
Okay.
We had a punch up name, but yeah, that's great. And then Robin Akiva need a new catchphrase. We really liked the catchphrases when we were going over them a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm more interested in us getting a new catchphrase than the TV catchphrase, but okay.
What's the current catchphrase?
One episode.
We're a couple of ping pong balls short of a fishbowl. It didn't. Yeah.
Didn't take off. Yeah. Never really took off.
Yeah.
Madison, you didn't know what to do with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely need a better one. I'm rooting for that one there.
So of those six, the six I've mentioned, we're not going to do Stan Tournament. That's fine. And is there another one you don't want to do? Three named celebrities, us needing a catchphrase, TV catchphrase. I'm fine with all five of those.
Yeah, that's fine.
So those five are in. This one's been very popular on the RHGP patron group, and people have already made this list. The commercial jingles. People want us to put a all-time bracket of the television commercial jingles.
Chappelle, would you care about a jingle bracket?
Yeah, if I got to come on one of these, that's the one I want to do.
See, jingle I all feel the way. Like I came up with the idea for the jingle bracket because I said that the thing that made the TV theme song bracket so long is that we had to listen to all the songs. Jingle is quick.
Yes, I think you did think of that. This has already been made for us also. I think a trio of listeners have already put this together for us. We don't have to use every single one, but they've already selected and we could pick more, whatever. But
yeah.
I think that's done. So that's the sixth one.
Chappelle, would you be okay with Jack Fox making us a jingle?
No.
He's out on Jack Fox. Should Jack Fox come on a mailbag and we talk to him maybe?
As long as Jack Fox does not rap.
Okay, so he can't rap.
No.
All right. I like Chappelle. No. I like Chappelle as the arbiter.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah,
thank you. Role for him.
He's
here.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
He's using a lot of Logic today, which he told me right before the show is his favorite rapper.
I definitely did not tell you that.
Do you remember when Logic had,
are you negging Chappelle right in front of us?
Yeah. It's working. Akiva, why is that a neg?
What's the problem? What's bad with Logic?
I don't listen to damn Logic.
Do you remember when Logic, I think we talked about this on Weinfelder Curb Enthusiasm, like Rob, for his wife's birthday, he hired like a huge orchestra to play the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme song for his wife and their like palatial mansion or whatever she got out.
Mm-hmm.
She got like onto the balcony and they played the Curb theme. And anyway, he divorced her. He left her for somebody else right after that.
Because Larry David did that in the Curb episode.
No, he did it beforehand. I think
he
was just a big Curb fan. I guess that was their relationship was built on their love of Curb. I guess there was no Curb for a few seasons and he kicked her to the curb.
Yeah.
I just thought of that right there.
Cold blooded move by Sir Robert Bryson Hall.
Sir? He got knighted?
That's his name.
Oh, his parents named him Sir? Oh, I'm out on him.
If I find out that Logic got knighted, I think we should just give it the whole, like,
get rid of the whole night. Practice.
Yeah. Right. Funny. Let's stop it.
Yeah.
That would be funny. Okay. And then one more question people have been wondering. Should the hot takeoff, which we've been, hasn't come up on the wheel yet, should that be a bracket?
I mean, because I think that's always highly anticipated.
But is that a bracket is the question. Is it a bracket?
I mean, it has been, right?
It has been in the past, right? It's always a bracket.
Yeah, it's a bracket.
Okay, so add that. So now we have seven brackets.
But not for anything, I thought hot takeoff happens in January. And we're kicking the can down the road. And,
I mean,
and
what do you want me to do? Go back to January and do it? Like, at this point, it's too late.
But Chappelle, this is what he does, because he's like, this is Akiva. Look, what do you want me to do? I can't. My hands are tied. Also, Akiva, I do whatever I want. Whatever. Come get me.
It's really a false time constraint, too, because it's like the bracket season is next week. Right. It's literally the next episode, so we got to talk about it right now. And you're like, but it's supposed to be in January. It's like, listen. I got one thing to do. I got this thing, and then I got to go. So, yeah.
Akiva had seven brackets. We're not going to get to all of them, even if Rob falls in love with brackets and we end up doing four in the month of March. But I think we have a quality group here of brackets.
Yeah. Look, I'm unpredictable. I have dog treats in my pocket. Who saw that coming?
You literally have a dog treat right now. Another problem with the dog, going back to an earlier conversation for mailbag only people, Rob getting a dog. Mm-hmm. Dogs are useless in terms of coming on podcasts. Like, you can never have, like, it's not like, oh, the puppy bowl. Oh, and this week it's
Akiva.
Carmela's sister Nino.
Do you know how many of our podcasters have dogs on the podcast?
Listen, no, I don't mean barking. I mean, like, he can't come on as a guest. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's useless for content.
I know Asia Welch's and Melissa's dogs. Like, I know their voices, like the back of, like, I can hear those dogs and identify which one they are.
Like, they can't give us takes. Like, we want takes. And
but they're going to be heard. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Akiva. Yeah.
It's all negative. It's only negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we have eight things that are going on the seven things. And I think the eighth should be listener's choice.
Listener choice bracket. How does that work?
No, listeners. Listeners, we choice the listeners, bracket.
But then, and then how are you going to, like, put the poll out to the listeners? If there's, like, so it won't be a Twitter poll. What does it be, like, a Google form?
Yeah, we'll do a Google form quick, but it'll be the next day or something. Mm-hmm. So there'll be no spoilers. They won't, if they click on it after they listen, whatever.
Okay.
So there'll be eight things in the bucket, which we'll get together in a second.
Okay. Are there any new ideas for more brackets?
Ah, good question. So, I will read you all of them. I can't promise any of them are good for the new ideas. This is from Will. I don't know if he's from America or elsewhere. Mm. Movie anthem bracket. This is a great idea, he says, and it totally won't get dragged for your music takes. It's the spiritual successor to the TV theme song bracket. Movie anthem is the best. What movie anthem is the best? Songs could include Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club, Danger Zone from Top Gun, and My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, etc.
So is a movie anthem like a song that is in the movie, or is it the theme to the movie?
Yeah, it's tricky. We've had this conversation before.
I think it needs to be whatever song the movie is known for, because a lot of these movies have multiple good songs, but it has to be the one that is like Don't You Forget About Me is the Breakfast Club, right? Like, that is the exact, that is the song.
Is that even from the Breakfast Club, or is that a song they put, you know what I mean? Is that original? Some of these songs are not.
No, I don't think it needs to be original.
Was recorded for the
Breakfast. And what about, like, and also then there's theme songs, and then there's like what about, like, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do from Jaws? Like, is that a theme song? There's no words. So we're comparing, like.
This sounds like the Twilight Zone theme song.
I guess I think it's just.
Yeah.
I'm not good at humming.
Yeah, Jaws is like, dun dun. Dun.
Yeah.
Dun, okay, dun, fine. Dun. But is that in the, like, would that be in there? Are we comparing, like, a song written for a movie to just, like, the score?
I don't think it has to be a song written for the movie or the score. I think it just needs to be, like, if there is a song in the movie, they go hand in hand, right? So, like, My Heart Will Go On and Titanic. Mm-hmm. Those two things are synonymous. Frozen and Let It Go. You know, like, there's a ton of songs on Frozen. I mean, you have to have a whole
Disney bracket.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think Rob would be into that ultimately. I don't, not that I would be hugely into it either.
It's hard to define what it is, because I think it's like, oh, like I really like that song, but I didn't like the movie, and I didn't like, I like how it was used in the movie. Like, I think it's just a very hard thing to, no pun intended, score in terms of figuring out between the song, how it was used in the movie. Do we like the movie? Is the movie famous?
Yeah.
The song is famous, but the movie sucked.
I kind of like it, but at the same time, I agree with you that there's like, it's kind of messy. And so like, I like it because there are movies like that where, you know, you think of the movie and you think of the song automatically. Like, what's the Whoopi Goldberg movie, Ghost or whatever?
Yeah, yep.
And
Unchained Melody. Righteous, yeah.
Yeah. Unchained Melody or, is it John Cusack holding up that, that radio, the speaker? Is that what it was? Boombox, yes. Say anything moment. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What song is that? Whatever.
Anyway, it's a 4-hour podcast. The results are unclear. We're listening to a lot of songs.
We're on the same page. I think it has been pitched a million times. I just don't think we've tackled the way to do it, and it's too long. This would be very long.
Peter Gabriel. That's who it is.
Peter Gabriel. Okay.
Sing, Keith.
So that's the only. So no more brackets. We don't have any other brackets. We are willing to take more, like put more brackets in the bucket during bracket season, though. Like this this week, we will have 8 ideas.
Sure, but, you could. Then maybe I'll be enticed.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you will. Yeah. Maybe something will spark an idea in your head.
Some of these indirect approaches will seduce me into coming up for more bracket season. I mean, that's basically from the first half of the podcast. For the mailbag listeners, I mean, your job is come in with like some sort of, you could use Mystery's technique to come in with an indirect approach, nag Rob and Akiva, say like, I got to keep this short because I got somewhere to be. You could use those techniques to get your pitches in.
Maybe the pitch would be like, listen, I don't know if you guys will understand this pitch. I don't know if you're smart enough, but I'll try and put it in like layman's terms.
Yeah, like, this might be too cool really for mega. Y'all, but if you want to,
I don't think you can handle it.
You guys might be
dorky
for this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This might be out of your realm. You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So I think that's the move, honestly, to be like, look, like the cool kids are talking about this. It might be out of your, y'all might not be able to handle it. Y'all don't have the technique or the steady hands to pull off this procedure, but I'm just going to throw it out there to see if y'all can rise to the occasion. And then at that point, you're empowered to be like, I'm going to prove you wrong. So go for it. Also, people might listen to this and get more ideas for brackets as well. Like we talked about, like I shot down immediately the Disney theme song bracket, but I mean, I could see that getting submitted.
No, that's not here. That's like, give that to like Felipe or somebody.
Felipe could have been a guest. See, Brazilian Dragon Podcast is probably already done.
This is another example of Akiva negging the listeners.
I'm not nagging. We're allowed to say no to ideas.
That's not good enough for us.
That's how we get. That's not good enough. It's not our area of expertise or knowledge.
No, Felipe is the expert here, and if they say that the bracket is one way, that's how it's supposed to go. But they do brackets over there too, and so that'd be a perfect spot for it. But you know, it'd be a good guest for this kind of thing.
Okay,
Rob, should I read a couple just regular ideas that you know?
Are we out of bracket ideas?
So those are going to be the 8 bracket ideas. I'm going to get the bucket right before we.
You're going to get the bucket. Sounds like you're about to vomit.
I'm not. I haven't thrown up since high school. I'm not going to throw up right now.
Okay.
But all right. So this idea is called Rob and Akiva Like It Hot. It's from Holly. Holly says Rob and Akiva watch and review the 1959 classic Some Like It Hot.
Go ahead. All right.
Why is that a canceled movie?
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with
it. I don't think.
She hasn't given you the right. There's the pitch.
Okay, go for it. All right, go for it.
Spice it up. Rob and Akiva must consume increasing levels of hot sauce or peppers every few minutes. Will Rob and Akiva beat the clock and produce a fire podcast? Or will they crash and burn?
Yeah,
I like the second half of the pitch. That's funny.
Well, I don't want to eat hot stuff. I mean, Chappelle's from Texas. I'm sure.
We always say that. Yeah. Like sometimes you're gonna have to do stuff like that.
Chappelle, could you eat incredibly hot foods?
Yeah, I could, but like at the same time, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. You know, I like spicy food, but I think that there is a podcast right where they're on video and they're sitting there like trying different hot sauces dark
hot ones.
It's called hot ones, right?
Yeah,
and so y'all could co-opt that for one episode, but y'all would have to be on video. And y'all would have to do the entire. It would be like just banter, but the entire thing y'all are eating the sauces. Yeah. You know. And so if y'all wanted to do that, that's fine. I just don't know like what dietary restrictions y'all would have.
And on to add to that, you know, like the hot sauce is probably not even the part of this pitch that I think is the biggest problem. I think a movie from the 50s where men are dressing up like women.
I didn't know what that's about. Yeah, I didn't know what that's about. Yeah.
So
thanks for trying to get us canceled, Holly.
You didn't know that's
I had no idea what Some Like It Hot's about. I've heard
that
of it.
That movie won.
Is that Cary Grant?
No.
For years it was talked about like that. That was like, you know, it was like the funniest movie. Like when they would do like lists of like funniest movie of all time, Some Like It Hot, I feel like would often be number one on the list.
I'm unfamiliar with the topic. It stars Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon.
It was nominated for 6 Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm. Different times.
Best actor, best director, best adapted screenplay. Like they thought this was it. In 1959, they were like, oh, no. We ain't never.
Funny like, this is like a man stuff. Dressed up like like women. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's like there's no. Look, the movie itself probably doesn't age well because think about how people were looking at like men dressing up as women in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Like there's no way this movie is probably like on the level of anything like remotely like unoffensive. Like it's probably just like a lot of like dunking on people who are dressing, you know, ambiguously or whatever. So I don't think that should be included. But I do think the idea of y'all eating hot stuff on a podcast would be hilarious because that's why hot ones?
Sour things was going to be our thing.
Yeah, that's what we wanted, that sour one.
That's probably better. I just don't know if like it's as funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something's sour, you say, ooh, that's sour. But if something's hot, you're like coughing and throwing up and you know all kinds of stuff. So maybe that's what people want. I don't know, but it sounds like there's something there. It just would be a big commitment from the two of you and it'd have to be on video.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Akiva, what else you got?
Okay, this is called Robin Akiva Around the World from Steven with a PH.
Mm-hmm.
This is a series where a guest, so he's already pitching, it's not even gonna be one episode, he's pitching that's gonna be recurring, where a guest comes on the podcast to present their country. You watch 2 or 3 famous TV shows from that country and talk about them, similar to Canadian TV shows are trash. You learn easy words from their language or guess the meaning of slang words, and you get a quiz on the geography, history, and the famous people. So it'd be like Slovenian shows are trash, or you know, Robin Akiva go to Slovenia.
I think it's more of a 32 fans idea.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Rob likes to stay in the USA, you know? Maybe Canada.
It just sounds very long and drawn out.
Do you think like, but you don't want to watch 2 shows from Ljubljana, Slovenia and see like what's going on in there?
I mean, who is this for?
First of all, our big Slovenian audience, I assume, and we'd be huge there by the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great for SEO. Anybody like searches like Slovenia podcast will probably come in up first page.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
At that point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's it for? We could really increase like the US and Canada. We've sort of whoever we were going to get, we got them at this point. But like Europe, I don't know how much inroads we've made. That's sort of like.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but I feel like that. In doing this show for 3+ years.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
It's not it.
Yeah.
What if you punched it up a little bit? You know how like there are certain shows that are hits in the United States that are also hits in other countries.
Okay.
And you need to watch one of those of each of like 3 countries, right? Let's say you watch Slovenian Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Slovenian Idol, American Idol, and whatever Idol. And then you like compare it to 3, or like you know, or something Bulgaria's like Love Island. Talent. Yeah, Love Island, The Circle has a bunch of, you know, iterations, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to be something like, just introduce us to a random show, pick a show that everybody already likes, you know, and you just say like, oh, here are the differences, or this is what you would change, this is what you would like from that.
I think it would have to depend on the show.
Yeah, if there was the right show for it, I think that is a good idea, but it would have to be like a show we wanted a podcast about, but yeah, it could be like, yeah, I'd be up for like, Love Island Hungary, and Love Island, you know, whatever.
Or Love Is Blind Japan. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. I heard it's good. Yeah. You know, bring on that. Love Is Blind America. They give you some. It's messy. You know,
I don't think that it's going to be that different. Where we would be like, you know, that the audience is not going to be watching Love Island, Love Island, Hungary. So it's going to really rely on us talking about what happened. And unless it's like a really like outrageous thing that happened, I'm not sure it's necessarily going to translate, no pun intended, to, you know, amazing podcasting.
Yep. I hear you.
Probably like, it's going to be it's a little bit more of a book report of this is what I learned when I watched Love Island, Hungary.
All right, Rob, next thing up. This is Andrew from NJ. I assume that's New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Rob and Akiva dare the listeners. Rob and Akiva create a list of dares for the listeners to complete. Potential dares could be convincing a stranger to give you a piggyback ride, texting the sixth most recent in your contact in your phone that you love them, and saying the phrase "I'm chuffed to bits" as often as possible until people start to notice. Listeners could then submit their stories about each dare to a friend of the podcast, and the highlights could be played to Rob and Akiva in a similar format to the rap.
Well, now, so we're daring now it's two episodes. Chappelle, well, is that abusing our podcaster privileges to get the audience to go out into the world and behave badly?
A little bit, because like if you're trying to like if the audience is too pushy, then you're liable. You know, like this becomes your problem at that point.
You want to be Akiva,
right?
I would love to dare people to do something once. I'll try anything once, except for olives and a few other things.
You haven't even tried olives?
I mean, I'm sure I've tried them. They're gross. Like sometimes they're accidentally in a slice of pizza or something.
So you have tried an olive?
I know I don't like them. Yeah, I've never eaten like a full one, but yeah, I've eaten things with that olive tinged.
No olive, no green olive. I mean, there's lots of different olives.
I don't like any of them.
I mean, I think it's a little unfair to paint olives with one brush.
No, trust me, they're all bad.
Some olives are bad.
There's some olives that I think are great, and some I think are terrible.
I think you might need to try some different olives.
Yeah. Chappelle, where do you stand on olives?
I'm pretty much olive agnostic. Like, they're fine. You know, I'm not, like, dying for an olive.
What about Olive Garden?
Olive Garden has, like, this Zuppa Toscana. It's like this potato soup type. Yeah, that's the move at Olive Garden. If you're listening to this and you're going to Olive Garden, get the bread, get the Zuppa Toscana. That ravioli used to be good. Aside from that, Olive Garden is meh. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's meh. Yeah. All right.
It's meh. Yeah, okay. But, like, that Zuppa Toscana is, that is amazing. That's amazing soup right there.
Took my kids to the Olive Garden a couple of months ago. Huge hit. Mm-hmm.
When you're there, your family.
Yeah. When can we go back to the Olive Garden?
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. I wish there was a kosher Olive Garden.
The moment where they're coming, grate the cheese. I'm just like, keep going. It's so I don't know why. It's very creepy, but I like to make eye contact with the person grating my cheese, you know, just to let them know like I'm serious about this.
Well,
you know?
I mean, it is an intimate moment that, you know, you're looking at them. They're sort of like, okay, say when. And there's tension. And they're going.
Build up.
And they're going. And they're like, is this guy going to say something? Like,
And I'm like, nah. I'm like grinning slowly at them. Like, nah, keep going.
Yeah, it's the same thing with the pepper.
Break that cheese.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's very creepy. But, you know, you have to do it or you're not really at Olive Garden. If you don't stare at the person while they're grating your cheese, you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Which is more intimate? The pepper grinding or the cheese shaving?
Pepper grinding just sounds disgusting. I think the cheese grating is probably more intimate. The pepper grinding actually kind of feels intrusive. Like, oh my God, don't grind my pepper.
Yeah.
Or at least don't look at me while you grind it. You know what I'm saying? Turn away. This is a private moment. But the cheese grating is more like, it's very much like interactive. Like, we're both in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure people care about that.
I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a food connoisseur of sorts. Fresh
ground pepper.
I'm fine with it. It's not like I don't have a strong take either way, but I'm good with fresh ground pepper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sounds cool to me.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
That's about it. This always gets pitched. Season 3, episode 7, Monday Night Raw. It does make me laugh, but I don't think it would be a great podcast.
So what would that be?
Joe says, let's go way back into the world of the WWF.
Okay, look at mid-90s wrestling. Mad Mari would come on for season 3, episode 7 of Monday. Like, how would you figure that out?
What's the seasons?
Mid-90s wrestling.
If you were peacocking, could you watch?
Yes, I think they have every episode of Raw.
Every episode of Raw?
I believe that I know the WWE Network did. I could find out, but I'm pretty sure. Yes.
What are they divided by seasons? Like, is there like a season finale for Raw, or is it like the last Raw before WrestleMania or something?
I think it's like when it started.
Monday Night Raw started in 1993.
Mm-hmm. 95. Mm-hmm.
January 1993. So this would be what? 1995.
Yeah.
It would be February 20th, 1995.
At the build up to WrestleMania 11, he said it would be a great episode for Matt and Mari to guest star on.
WrestleMania 11, I feel like, is one of the worst WrestleManias, no?
Yeah, but this is the build up. This is not the actual WrestleMania, but yeah.
Yeah, you got Shawn Michaels joining the King's Court, and then you know, we get like Jeff Jarrett fighting for the Intercontinental Championship. So, I mean, you know.
What are you reading from, Chappelle?
Yeah, how do you know this?
My own notes.
Yeah. because WrestleMania 11, I feel like, was one of the worst WrestleMania matches where, Diesel versus Shawn Michaels. It was a dual main event. And then Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow. I feel like I referenced this on another podcast recently, Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
I rooted for Bam Bam Bigelow.
I'm not going to root for a giant.
No, absolutely not. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, yeah, Diesel is the WWE champion in 1995. So, yeah.
I'm a big Shawn Michaels guy.
I'm partial to Jeff Jarrett back then. Mm-hmm. So I would like to listen to this if y'all can find it. I believe that season 3, episode 7 of Raw is Shawn Michaels versus...
I'm sure it's hilarious to talk about an old Raw episode. I would do this.
Yeah. What if Matt and Mari want to do this one day on their podcast that we went on instead of...
If they want to talk about season 3 episode... I mean, I just feel like that would be... maybe if they wanted to do like a bonus episode, it would be very much breaking the format. People, I think, would be like, hey, are you going to talk about what happened this week? Why are you talking about wrestling from 1995?
That's true. Maybe it's a slow week, but yeah, that's fair.
Also, there's no such thing as a slow week in wrestling. Like, Matt and Mari watch like seven hours of wrestling in 1 week and then podcast about it in one day. They don't need this, but they would definitely come on and talk to y'all about that episode, but they don't need that on their plate.
Yeah. I mean, God knows what was going on Monday Night Raw in 1995.
Yeah. There might be a couple things we have to maybe sit down.
Once SmackDown drops and they're having like gravy boat matches and all kinds of stuff like that, and people are getting, you know, married against their will and set on altars, getting set on fire. There's a lot of stuff going on in SmackDown in the dirty days. The Godfather, his pimps and hoes, the whole thing, you know, it was a lot. So it would be tough to talk about, to find that probably, but if you can find it, it'd probably be good podcasting.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's see what the reaction is to that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You want to talk about the bucket? What's in the bucket?
I'm ready to talk about the bucket. So we just discussed what's in the bucket. It is three name celebrities, TV catchphrases, cities for a future meetup, podcast name ideas, new Renap catchphrases, commercial jingles, hot takeoff, and listener's choice. Plus listener's choice. Okay, but now I'm going to have to go leave the room for a minute to
acquire the bucket,
get the bucket, and then write the names of these things in there. Now, do you guys want to take a break, or are you guys going to like banter for a couple minutes while I go?
I think we can banter.
All right, I probably need 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. Guys, have fun, but don't do anything. Don't have too much fun without me.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. Bye.
Chappelle, did you have anything off the top of your head that you wanted to banter about?
No, I mean, it's good to talk to you and Akiva, but, you know, I'm always fascinated to see, like, Akiva's thought process into what makes it on the wheel and what doesn't. Because sometimes he's like, no, we're not doing that, with no explanation at all. And then there's other times where it's, like, the dumbest thing ever, and he's like, no, seriously, this would be good. Just like, no, it's not. Again, I still don't understand why we're not doing the Bollywood shows. We are demanding our Sasha Joseph content at some point, Rob. Mm-hmm. Do you have any insight into when we're going to get that?
I'm not sure. So I could tell you that associate producer Amanda has it in the show notes that Bollywood should go up this episode. It's the one before February 28th. But also, Akiva has cooked up an idea that we are not using the wheel right now.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying. So, like, it definitely has to be on the wheel. I don't know if it's on the wheel, but it needs to be there as of today. I'm putting my foot down.
Also, you
know, speaking to the Supreme Court that I'm not a part of.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll mention that when he comes back. And then also, associate producer Amanda says that she has a note that apparently Mystery has denounced the show.
Oh,
is that possible?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I think the show gets a bad rap. I think, like, if you want Mystery's opinion on picking up people or, you know, whatever, dating or whatever, like, and you look at that show, then you, like I said, there's so much doubt that can be put into you from just like the idea that they're eliminating the worst people at the game. Right. And so, like, it doesn't really play well. Also, a lot of stuff they're doing is creepy and misogynist. You know, it's like, I think at one point he even says, like, picking up women is fun and easy, like, and easy, you know, like, what does that mean? Who told you that you like this?
It's
is like
the
this
one
is a game.
Simple trick that the women don't want you to know about.
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah, if I was him, I would denounce this as well. Like, I would be like, no, I'm a professional. You know, I've studied, you know, human interaction or something like that. And I was not, you know, on TV, you know, trying to make this a TV show. Because if you go watch the show, you might realize that you're being scammed because this is a scam.
Yeah. Chappelle, also, this is one. And I don't know why Akiva didn't mention this also, that another idea for the bracket bucket was worst listener tattoo.
Well, so they're like, people are the listeners are going to submit their tattoos, and then y'all are talking about the tattoos.
It might not be their tattoo. It might be their spouse's tattoo. You know, somebody, they're a friend of theirs tattoo.
Will it work if it is, if it's not visual? You know, like, do the listeners care?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the listeners care if they can't see it, though? You know what I'm saying?
I just ran out.
Yeah.
To like my daughters, my two older daughters and my wife are sitting.
Yeah.
Hanging out. And I said, quickly, I need a pen, a paper and a bucket. They think this is like a weirdo podcast right now.
Okay.
They're like, why do you need a bucket? So then I'm like, listen, it's a bracket of buckets. It's March. It's a whole thing. And then so my daughter, I don't have pen and paper. I'm not in elementary school anymore. So my daughter gets me pen and paper.
Yeah.
And then my wife's like, do you need a bucket? Could it be like a plastic container or something? I said, like, I'm not lying to the listeners. You think I'm like, there's a level of trust that's been established over many years. I can't just like say I have a bucket and not do a bucket.
Like the crappy movie diaper, which is not really in a diaper.
Well, it is usually in a diaper. It's usually in a diaper. But she said there's like the only bucket I could think of in the house there's bleach in, because she's bleaching some toy or I don't know. Something was getting bleached. And
got to bleach anyway. The toys. Yeah.
No, she said the bath toys or something wrong with the, I don't know. Okay. I didn't ask. It wasn't enough time for a whole conversation. Yeah. About this. But it seemed like a strange request to them, but they got.
Wait, you're telling me Noam doesn't have a bucket?
He probably does, but also he's sleeping in his room. The lights are off. I don't know where the buckets are. He knows where everything is. I'm sure he's got 10 buckets. He'd probably try and like sell me a bucket or something.
Yeah, Dad, that'll be $8.
No question. He would.
He's going to be so upset when he listens to this. He's like, I got like 6 buckets yesterday. Why didn't you just ask me?
You think our kids listen to this, please?
No one probably does.
Yeah. Akiva, did you want to do worst listener tattoo bracket?
I don't remember. That was on Amanda's list. I don't remember us ever agreeing to it.
So I don't think we ever agreed to it. I think it came up on one of the other podcasts. I think that either me or somebody else said, hey, that would be great for Renap. Worst listener tattoo.
I'll be honest. I don't hate the idea. My problem is I don't like making fun of, like, I mean, obviously you're submitting your own tattoo.
Or your spouse's. Yeah.
Or your spouse, or like, I think it's a little mean spirited. I also think like most tattoos are probably bad. I don't know. So it's like
hot take.
They're not bad, but like,
because Todd Bridges had a tattoo that was like RoboCop, like some knockoff RoboCop, right, Chappelle?
Yeah, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they were trashing the tattoo pretty badly. Actually, they were like, show it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, bad tattoos are probably not a horrible idea. I think if someone submits their tattoo knowing that there's a bad tattoo, then, you know, they're giving you all.
So let's not put it on now. Maybe if enough listeners say, like, yes, do the bad tattoo bracket.
Yeah. It might be like people are interested in doing it, but we would also need people to,
yeah,
you know, submit their
tattoo. Also, Akiva, Mike Bloom said that he would definitely be up to participate in Whose Feet Are These?
He did? Listen, that is not shocking. Mike Bloom said yes. Chappelle, what do you think of that idea? Whose Feet Is That? Or These? Or yeah, the sequel, no, Whose Butt Is This?
No pun intended at all, but Mike Bloom and this heel turn, yeah. You know, it's just like, this is the darkest timeline. Mike mm-hmm. Bloom has lost it. Mm-hmm. I think
we never, somebody, record, I think we never talked about Whose Butt Is This?
No.
Yeah, well, I've seen a lot of Mike Bloom in recent weeks, yeah. And so I'm pretty sure I could probably identify it. But yeah, I think Felipe said that he's like the Dean Pelton of RHMP now on Twitter, and it's such a good take. Mike is wacky, and I know that Mike would submit his feet, and you know, honestly, I'd submit mine, but I think mine stand out. I think you'd be able to guess my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a tattoo of my Twitter name.
We're trying to get new listeners to the podcast, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think the people we'd be getting here are people we don't want. Mm-hmm. They'd be the feet.
Well,
people,
we don't yuck anybody's yum on this podcast.
No, I'm not yucking their yum. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, like, it would be people specifically looking for, like, feet podcasts. That's, like, a very specific niche. I don't know if... Then every episode they'd be like, well, do, you know, the catchphrase, but with, like, people's mm-hmm. feet. I don't know. Oh, everything mm-hmm. would have
to show your feet, feet right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which I would show my feet. That's not an issue. I don't think anybody wants to see my feet.
Okay.
No.
I'm willing. I think Rob and Akiva would be willing to submit there. We can't get
Akiva to turn his camera on. You're going to show your feet?
Right. You haven't seen your face this entire time. And you would put your foot in the camera.
I wish we had like technology for like a fancier bracket. Because I feel like some of these brackets could be video episodes.
Well, what technology would you need?
Just like a bracket that could be easily updated on the screen.
I'm sure they have those.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe we could do that?
I don't think you're asking for, you know, to put a person on Mars. I'm pretty sure we mm-hmm. could have a bracket that if we wanted to.
Akiva, we have simulated whole ass seasons of Survivor on podcasts yeah. before. Mm-hmm. And literally,
yeah. that's a program literally, that already right.
I have something, yeah, I have something called a whiteboard. that we can write on.
Okay. So let's try it next week.
Fine.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Depending on the episode. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But anyway, Akiva,
also, there was some talk about Chappelle wanted to know, and associate producer Amanda highlighted not once, but twice in our document, Bollywood should go up as this podcast is the one before February 28th. Correct. Bollywood goes on the wheel today.
Today. Correct. Sasha, we're looking forward to talking to you about Bollywood. She wrote a pages long pitch explaining what we should talk about. So we already have what to do.
So is this on the wheel?
It's if you say so, unless you want to say it's not for me, it's on the wheel.
Okay. Well, I think that would be a real heel turn at this point. No,
that would be a heel turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Bloom is heel turn. By the way, Chappelle, Rob's hair is looking very good today. I don't know if you noticed.
Good. I feel like
you're having a good hair day.
Oh, my God.
You have a good hair day.
No, see, and now I feel like this is like one of the mystery techniques, right? Where you neg me.
You've had better.
No, he did it. He talked to me about it, Rob, like while you were right there. That's a classic mystery technique.
I'm trying to pick up Chappelle.
No, he's like trying to get Rob's
hair day.
Yeah,
I've seen better. Better for
yeah, people. But no, but you said Chappelle, Rob is having a nice day. So you complimented Rob without mm-hmm. actually saying it to Rob, and now Rob's like engaged in our conversation.
I'm still thrown off.
Man, where you come over the top and be like, he is having a nice day.
Maybe we should do brackets every week.
See?
It worked. Mm-hmm. It worked.
I just don't think you understand the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right, Akiva.
Yeah.
How are we doing the bracket bucket? You want like a drum roll?
Yeah, let's do a drum roll, and I will pick one out, and then we will see. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
We're on video.
You can turn the camera back on for this.
Turn the cameras on.
All right, here we go. Can we see the bucket?
Not lying down. It's just illusion. It's not a bucket. It's what they gave me.
Oh, it's like a Tupperware with a sticker on it. What's the sticker?
Yeah, there's bleach. The sticker.
Oh, wait. It was the bleach bucket.
No, this is not the bleach bucket. It's a Paw Patrol. There's Paw Patrol things in here.
Is it? It's Paw Patrol. It looks like Gecko.
That's a Gecko's not Paw Patrol. What's he?
Yeah, he's PJ Masks.
PJ Masks.
Yeah.
PJ Masks.
Oh, do you remember episode 11? Kids shows are trash.
Was that only episode 11? Jeez.
That was the one episode Nicole listened to, and she listened to 10 minutes. She said, you got everything wrong. I'm out. I'm never listening again.
All right, here, you ready?
Hold on, was that episode 11? Yeah. I don't want to get
dragged. I don't think it's episode 11.
Are people going to drag you for not knowing which episode kids shows are trash?
I don't think anyone will care.
Kids shows are trash was episode 14.
You're close. I've
been shaking this bucket around for so long.
Okay.
We have a drum roll? Yeah. What usually happens? Okay. Well, I can't see. They're upside down.
All right. Here we go. All right. So a drum roll for Uncle Kiwi. Here we go. Mm-hmm. What is it? Listener's choice. Okay.
Listener's
good.
Choice.
Let the listeners pick. Couldn't work that better.
All right. Now I'm going to, that's the next four things that come up are what they have to choose from, right?
Just put them all up.
Oh, so we should put up all. Okay. I thought we were only going to do four.
Dump out the bracket.
Okay.
Dump out the bracket.
Well, because, if you do it on Twitter, you only get four. That's what I was saying. But you're saying do it on Google Forms.
Do it on Google Forms. Yeah. One more step for the trolls to have to.
That cheater guy, please just don't cheat this time. It's not nice.
Right.
Cheating.
And then like, this is like Rob says, one more step that they would have to go through. If they actually wanted to do
and
this,
then put
it's
a second
lot harder.
Question that you have to, before you can submit, or required question. What do we want to know?
Capture. Yeah. Like, are you a bot?
Oh no! Let's come up with a question first.
A required mandatory question.
Should it be about Mick Jagger?
About Mick.
Well, what are the negging questions from today?
Is Herman a good name?
Would you date someone named Herman?
Is there a piece of useful information that we could find out about our listeners?
Oh, like something that would probably be on the
list. Yeah. Do you think Mick Jagger is hot?
Okay.
We've debated a lot of this throughout. Like, maybe the question should be, is bracket season, are you doing brackets outside of March or not? Like, well, we debated
that. We don't want a yes or no. We don't want a yes or no question because we want the bots to have to think.
Yes.
We want them to type like a sentence.
Type something in. What are your feelings about olives?
Olives.
Yeah.
How about what's your least favorite food?
What's your least favorite food?
That's good, right? What's your least favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I like that too. What's your least favorite food?
Because then we could get a lot of information for next week. I'd like to know everyone's least favorite food. If there's olive people out there. Rob, what's your least favorite food?
I mean, least favorite? I don't know. I mean, it's probably a dead cat.
What a food?
I mean, what would I never want to eat?
Chappelle, you think that's a good answer? Dead cat?
No, I don't think that's a good answer.
No? What the hell? What's your least favorite common food?
I know Rob doesn't like talking about food. Yeah. He doesn't even know what food is.
He's not aware of what food is. Like dead cow? Like, yes, well, that's beef. Dead cat?
My son found out this week that meat comes from cows.
And what did he say?
I felt like, oh, that's it. He's out. He's like, nope. I'm good. I'm still eating it.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
It's like a little bit of a disconnect. Cognitive dissonance required.
And also, milk comes from the two. It's a little complicated. It's a little over
complicated. Okay. Yeah. All right. Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
Oh, shoot, Rob. I mean, you and I still doing the nothing but Netflix things. Again, Akiva, thank you so much for this idea. It's been fun. But we're talking about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre this week. And it's going to be a good time. So I'm excited for that to drop. We haven't talked about it yet, Rob, but I think we're going to like it.
Yeah.
I've watched it, but I need to watch it and like pay attention this time. You know, because it was on the background.
Last week, Chappelle and I watched part one of the Kanye documentary. I know you famously are a big music guy. Have you watched any of the Kanye documentary on Netflix? Genius.
I've not seen any of it. Is it good? I've seen mixed reviews.
Yeah, I thought the first part was very good. Yeah.
How many parts are there? I like watching things when they're out and then it's like three you just parts. Watch all three together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Part three will be out this week. And so they've already done.
Part two dropped this weekend and then part three next weekend.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen both parts. It's really good, Akiva. It's like very different than many documentaries now. And like, it's not people making commentary about Kanye in the past. Mm-hmm. It's people with the raw footage of him. It's like they knew they were going to one day drop this documentary on like a relatively like little known artist that they knew were going to blow up. It's like for some reason they had the inside scoop, and so they recorded everything, and now they have this footage of in real time of Kanye West.
It wasn't like they had like Lindsay Wilson like interview people about the sleepover. Like it would be like if they just aired the sleepover,
right,
and not the podcast, but literally all the events of that night. You know, like
camera phone footage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just played it with Lindsay, like, giving the, like, the voiceover, which y'all need to get Lindsay back on this podcast, by the way. That's an all-time episode.
That was a great, I mean, when she was on for It Takes Two, I thought that that was a classic. Mm-hmm. An instant classic.
Ooh. Maybe a Renap episode bracket would be a good bracket. You know, throw them in there and do, like, a King of Renap type episodes, you know, or whatever.
People don't like comparing that. And it's everyone's gets, you know, everyone's... partial to their own episode, and it's like, oh, but I didn't even make the 64. And then Rob's answering to a lot of people. He doesn't want it. That's exactly what Rob doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Also, Lindsay would win. Like I'm sorry, the sleepover oral history is the best. Is the best you've all done. So
interesting. You know. Okay.
Yeah.
Not Rob's favorite, but another story for a different day.
What do you say? It's not my favorite.
It's not your favorite episode we've ever done.
It's iconic.
I mean, I think it's in its own category.
It's a separate. Yeah. It's very different.
I feel like it's right there with Renap the Musical of outstanding achievements in things that had nothing to do with
Nikiva. Yeah. They're great episodes that were just on our
very
feed.
Talented people that made projects like independent of Rob and Nikiva.
Loosely in our universe, but we didn't do that. We can't take credit for either of those. Yeah. Really.
If I wanted to show somebody one, listen to this one podcast. This podcast I really like. Listen to one episode. It would be the Sleepover Podcast.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting call. But
okay, all right, Kiwi Weens, what's coming up for you?
What a time has been had. Bracket season not just starting on Renap. Hopefully, it'll be starting on 32 Fans this week.
What do you mean, hopefully?
I mean, I got to record. I don't know. Alex and I haven't, you know, we have to find the time to record. I'm a busy guy now. I got to, I'm going back to work. Mm-hmm. You know, work from home is over.
You're
going
to be able to do all these podcasts?
I think I will. I think I will. It's just, I have a limited amount of time. I thought, like, what can I cut out? And I realized it was spending time with my family. Probably what's going to get cut.
So now you're trying to pick up artists, your family. You're like, I only got a few minutes, fam. I only got a few minutes. Yeah. Now they're clamoring for your attention.
That's what I do sometimes.
Real quick. I need a bucket, a paper, and a pen. Don't ask. I got to get back. I got a tournament to settle.
Oh, you want to play Chutes and Ladders? Yeah, I got 4 minutes. We start on 75.
Now they're all listening to the podcast to figure out what was so important about the damn bucket. Mm-hmm. So I think that's perfect. Rob, I do have more plugs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm still doing the post show recaps thing, you know, The Walking Dead every week with Josh, AJ, and Jessica Lease. And then, of course, you know, Bel Air with Puya on post show recaps as well. I recently did Silent Podcast, and I think I'm coming back to do some of that a little bit too. So, check out all that stuff if you haven't already, dove into the post show recaps area of, see what I'm talking about these days. But that's it.
Okay, everybody, check out everything that Chappelle is doing. Kiwi, have you watched Bel Air yet?
I haven't seen it. I thought the trailer looked really good. Again, it's the type of thing I'd rather just binge it once it's all out. How many episodes is it going to be?
I think it's 10, but they're going to be 2 seasons. Yeah.
Okay. So when it's all done, I'm going to watch it.
Is it 2 seasons and that's it? Did they announce that?
I think that they've already greenlit season 2. Okay. And then I guess we don't know if they're going to, in the future go for more, but I hope so because it's a good show.
Okay. All right. Are you and Puya done with, have you recorded them all or are you going through?
No, they're doing them week by week. Originally, Peacock dropped the first 3 episodes for some reason, just like in a batch, for the premium Peacock subscribers.
Got you hooked.
But if you don't, but if you have not purchased Peacock or whatever, you can only see episode 1. And so they like really let like the insiders like come in and hype it up while all the people outside the paywall are like upset because they can't see them all. And now they're doing them week by week. So Puya and I are actually 1 episode behind and we should be recording that soon so that this week we'll be caught up.
Okay. All right. Check that out over on Post Show Recaps.
Very fun.
And then Akiba, what's coming up for you?
Well, I just said, and hopefully NGOG, we really, there isn't a reason we haven't recorded in a while. It's scheduling. I'm available. She's not. She's available. I'm not. We hope in the very near future to drop an episode because the episode after that, none other than Chappelle himself, I think, is supposed to come on. So we're just waiting for the Prince Super Bowl episode. So we're just waiting to knock out season 3, episode 16, and then we got Chappelle on 17.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Akiva?
That's it. I had a great time.
Going out Monday.
The poll. When's the episode going up?
This episode is going to go up on Saturday night.
Yeah, so Monday morning, gonna drop the poll, and then we will see quickly what next week's episode is. So some of these require a lot of prep.
Okay,
you need to know on Monday.
Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you spending so much time with us always. That we appreciate also all the feedback we get on the episodes. That's what makes Robin Akiva Need a Podcast so fun, is because the listeners are so invested in what we do. And that's what makes it, you know, a very fun, interactive show that I think is very different than a lot of the other podcasts that we do. So this is a show that's driven by the audience, right? Akiva can't drive.
Come on.
But he will, because
one day,
he will.
I'll show you the license right now. I'm on video.
All right.
How about when we go on the road trip? I'll drive you. You'll see. I can drive.
We'll drive
from, you know, North Carolina to Austin, Texas.
Wherever the spot is going to be. Okay.
Wherever it's going to be.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
They need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.